The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Hey, there's even a fridge! This is great! You can put six packs of soda in here. Milk, yogurt, you can put candy bars in the freezer.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Hey, I tell you what, you can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it? No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no, it's got to be your bull.
Paul Perillo.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
And Andy. And Andy?
You know where the weight room is?
Andy Hart.
Were you watching Spanktrovision? Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Eric Scalavino.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
I'm going to make you toast, and the best bunch of freaks ever born. Maybe we weren't the smartest guys.
Maybe we spent a little too much time puking off balconies.
But we had fun, huh? Yeah!
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. OTAs are in full swing this week. Everybody just came back from the practice field and the stadium doing interviews and watching practice. Andy's here. Paul and Eric are still out there because I guess Tom Brady just showed up outside. So as soon as they're done interviewing...
Tom Brady had not yet showed up. I actually passed him in the hallway coming into the studio.
Well, I just assumed that he was on his way out there.
Because Patrick Chung had just arrived with the media. So. Kind of been sprinkling people out. Edelman came out. Will Fork came out. Deion Branch came out.
Was supposed to be done by 1 o'clock.
Yeah. So. You won't see those guys till 1:15 at the earliest.
Okay, but Andy's here. He's back from wherever the hell he was. Pepe Le Pen is back from San Diego. He'll be tweeting, live tweeting during the show. Kevin's in the booth. And, of course, Eric and Paul will be here later.
Yes, as soon as they are done with Chung and Brady.
So we just came back from practice. And, again, they weren't in pads today, just helmets and shorts.
Now, this was your first chance.
My first chance.
To see the 2012 New England Patriots, the team you are predicting will play its final game in February in New Orleans.
That's true.
What did you think?
I have no doubt that they will win the Super Bowl this year.
And what is that?
They're in shorts and helmets, so it's really hard to see. You know, there's no way to say, oh, this guy's doing well. Brady looks sharp.
And edgy.
Well, I don't know about the edgy part, but I...
Well, when he told a certain guy to don't slow down the mother bleeping mother bleeper.
Oh, I did hear that. But, his passes were accurate, laser beams, and I think the other standout in offense was Brandon Lloyd. Brandon Lloyd is as smooth as silk.
I would say Lloyd and then the old two standbys. Every time I looked up, either Welker or Hernandez was catching a pass.
Yeah.
Lloyd looks like he's kind of getting acclimated. It's hard, as you said, to say at this point, but he doesn't look lost.
No, he doesn't look lost. I was thinking just more of just how he looks in catching the ball. He definitely looks more smooth than the other guys.
You like his spandex,
don't you think?
His spandex. You like his spandex.
Don't you think?
No.
I do.
Really. I think he looks fine. I think he looks good out there. Yeah. But I don't say it's not Randy Moss-like that he makes it look easier than anyone else.
Well,
on the field.
His route running is crisp.
He's good. He's looked good out there.
He goes up and grabs the ball at its peak.
Good Lord, I said it's good. What do you want me to say before I mean,
as far as the running
Christ,
back.
Christ, put him in the Hall of Fame if you want.
Danny Woodhead looked quick. He looked in good shape.
Sure.
You know, Brady looks in very fit, thinner. Wouldn't you say even
no,
thinner?
No, I wouldn't necessarily.
I would.
I don't know. We're making assessments on him.
A little bit. I'd say he's a little thinner than he was.
He looks better because he's got short hair. That's why he looks better. Well, he doesn't look ridiculous.
On defense, they were all the way on the other side of the field.
They make it hard on us.
Because there's no numbers on the jerseys, it's absolutely impossible to see who's doing what.
I continue to see Bobby Carpenter get a lot of run.
You can tell him because of the hair.
Right.
Right.
I saw Chandler Jones getting a lot of run at right defensive end outside linebacker. Seems like they're doing a lot of sub stuff, a lot of extra DBs. Even today, which a good chunk of the practice was run-based. Last week, it was almost all passing. This week, in group work, they worked on the running game, some of it right in front of us. But even when they went to team, seemed like there was still a lot of sub-defense with an extra DB on the field. But I saw Chandler Jones on right side there where people want to see him, right defensive end slash outside linebacker, just coming off the edge, standing up on 2 feet. So that's something to look forward to as pads come on and we move in the process.
Dante Scarnecchia looks in training camp form.
Vocally and physically.
Right.
Chewing out Nate Solder at one point. Just, you feel bad for the guy. Just, he's just belittling this monster. It's this little man belittling this big monster.
I'd love to have the audio on that, but we could play about two words of it, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Brady, too. He had a lot of vulgarities today.
Yeah. What was the one?
A lot of MFs.
Yeah.
Shoot out Woodhead in a two-minute drill. They did a two-minute drill where they were actually... Josh McDaniels was using the headset to call in the plays or whatever, communicate with Brady. And it was against air, but Brady didn't like how Woodhead ran like a drag route or something, and he slowed it down when he shouldn't have, I guess. And don't slow it down, you MF, or blah, blah, even though I'm not quoting.
Right.
Because we're not allowed to.
Right.
Something along those lines.
So they went through practice that ended at about 12:15, and then they went into the bowl for interviews.
Practice, we were kicked off.
Yeah.
There was some conditioning for the veterans, and then it seemed like, you know, the quote-unquote opportunity portion where some of the younger guys continue to get reps on the practice field. But as I said, Brady just came off now, so they were out there doing something for another good half hour, whatever he was doing.
Yeah, he's probably working with the receivers.
Yeah, just, you know. And even if it's just when they, you know, stand around and talk about stuff or just, remember, you know, he spent a lot of time last year with Ocho showing him routes, you know, spin out this way, do this, dip your shoulder here, all that stuff. He's probably doing some of that because even though some of these guys are old faces, they're, you know, they've been gone for a while, and you know Josh has his new spin on the offense that some of these guys might not be quite used to. So it's still a process, an acclimation process here.
They did some special teams work, and Edelman was back receiving
kick returns,
receiving kicks.
The second group, the first group was Woodhead and Shane Vereen. Now keep in mind, Matthew Slater is not practicing. A lot of times Matthew Slater is the off guy with Woodhead. Vereen was the off guy. The next group was, let me go to my notes here. It was definitely Edelman. Who was the off guy?
Was Ridley the other guy?
Edelman, Ridley. Yeah. And then the third group, which I found interesting, was McCourty as the primary returner and Kyle Arrington as the off guy. Now, Arrington may just kind of be in there because everybody got bumped up. Yeah, because Slater was out. But I thought that was interesting, the two cornerbacks back there deep.
People wonder about Gronkowski. He was out there but not participating.
Same as last week. Yep. He went into the bubble, did some work. I should go over those. The new addition to the list of note, not out there, well, not practicing, was Joseph Addai. He was out there halfway through the practice. He came out of the bubble with his helmet on and was doing some running with Joe Andruzzi and the other members of the medical staff. Then he was running down the Slater, Gronkowski. They were all doing full field sprints. But other guys not out there, Brian Waters, Brandon Spikes, I never personally saw, but I was told he was out there for a few minutes, then went off somewhere to do medical. That was his case last week. He wasn't out there for practice last week. Tracy White was among that group in the medical and then running sprints. 66 is a young guy, Vucevic, whatever his name is. Was not out there. 68 is a guy that I forget his name, Steve Francis or some Francis kid, undrafted guy. Mankins, Vollmer, Daniel Fells was missing. 91, Myron Pryor?
Maybe.
I'm checking my notes here.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the same faces as last week. And 69 is still a tight end. Silvestro, right? Not Laverius.
Right.
Silvestro. I really should get a roster. Stonehands. I mean, he looks like a defensive end playing tight. He just, it's almost like when Brandon Marshall, remember when he was sulking and batting balls down?
Right,
that's kind of what he looks like.
Right.
Well,
they just needed him to do that because of bodies.
Interesting, I think, the offensive line. Solder, left to right. Solder at left tackle, Conley left guard, Copen at center, Robert Gallery at right guard, and Marcus Cannon at right tackle. Now, keep in mind, Mankins Waters, Vollmer out.
Right.
You might, I mean, that's potentially three starters out of the lineup.
Yep.
But that was the group.
But I know the gallery was flip-flopping over to
the left side. Yeah, he moves around a little bit. But that was, I don't want to call them the ones, but when Dante yelled, all right, get the ones back up, that's the group that ran out.
And it looked like the as far as the wide receiver ones, there was a cluster of Brandon Lloyd, Stallworth, Welker, and Deion Branch.
Right.
Those were your four, you know.
In your spread sets. Right. I mean, they did a variety of things today. They had some Detroit two tight end sets. But it's not surprising, right? I mean, that's kind of what we would expect is your top four receivers.
Yep.
Maybe Stallworth is a little interesting.
Yeah.
But I think we all expect Branch, Lloyd, and Welker to, at least early on, be your top three.
Since last Thursday, Anthony Gonzalez is no longer on the team. He's been released.
That was a good job by PFW. If you remember, we said there's a good chance he won't even make it to training camp when we signed him.
Well, there's a good chance pretty much everybody we've interviewed.
No, we've cleared that up. Gerard Mayo is a lock to make this
team. Oh, that's
true.
Right.
And Robert Gallery, I think, is pretty close to a lock to make this
team.
Okay. So there may be a curse of PFW, but I don't think it runs that deep where it's really going to get them all axed.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline. Again, Paul and Eric will be here momentarily. As soon as the media session is done with the players. So we'll have the quotes. Who did you get to talk to while you were out there?
Branch and Edelman. And Edelman, interestingly, I need some stats from one of you two monkeys. They worked on kick returns today. So I said, you know, saw you worked on kick returns. Fair to say that that's an area maybe that's been pinpointed needing improvement coming off last year. And he got a little defensive and said, you know, I don't know all the stats, but I'm pretty sure we were top 10 in average drive start. I want to see that. I think he's including everything.
Well,
I think
that average drive punts, start would be everything.
Includes
right.
interceptions,
right.
everything.
Right.
I didn't want to fire back because I didn't have all the information, but they were not a good kick return team last year. I don't care what the numbers are exactly. They were not a good kick return team last year. It wasn't all his fault. Woodhead was the primary kick returner for certainly second
By
half
default,
of the season.
Really?
But got a little defensive, it seemed.
Okay. All right. I was just going to say something and I forgot.
Hey, Paul's coming in.
Oh, Paul's here?
Paul's going to be by now. Eric will be by later. Yes.
Okay. Ninth in the league. Line of scrimmage to start the drive. 28.94 yard line. Ninth in the league.
Now, what does that mean?
That's their average drive start, but I want to know
what
their
kick includes interceptions
everything.
And
I want to know what
the
kick return is.
Right. That includes every
their
drive.
Kick return averages,
this is just average.
Because I thought they were 29th in kick return average.
I thought they were bad. I didn't know the number. But
yeah,
I didn't think they were bad. I know they were bad at kick returns. You can come up with any number you want to put them anywhere you want. They sucked at kick returns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they did. Are you going to disagree with me?
No.
Thank you.
I mean, it got to the point where we wanted Woody to
I'm
take
I'm back, so no NPR radio today like you monkeys had on Tuesday. We're talking real football here.
Look, are you referring to Eric's talking about his trip to Paris?
I don't know. I was told that it was NPR radio.
Did he seal the deal?
Apparently it was boring as hell. He did not seal the deal with anyone. He didn't. You know, we thought it was going to be this great story of him and a prostitute. He came back with nothing except he got teary-eyed seeing some freaking art museum.
If you thought he was going to come back, you know.
I had hope.
With a prostitute.
Apparently he came back with the worst, most boring stories ever that led Paul to just watch TV and not even pay attention to the show.
I tuned out in the middle.
He did take pictures of someone else proposing to a woman.
That is sad right there.
But he.
Matter of fact, that's the story that's I tuned out.
He's very, although he is,
and he won't show anybody.
Well, here's the thing,
because they're his pseudo intellectual property.
He is reluctant to share those photos, which leads me to think that there might be some compromising photos there that he has
upskirt to, or something.
He has to make sure that he.
It's not compromising with him doing anything.
I don't know.
I know.
It could be like one of those hangover things where he's not sure what he had.
No, he didn't do anything. He never does anything. Here he comes.
All right. webradio@patriots.com, 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline.
I bumped into Brady when I was coming in off the field, and it would have been funny if he just walked in the studio with me.
Did you even say anything?
I said, hi, Tom.
Because I didn't ask. I
think Andy did a pretty good recap of what went on the field. What did you guys, who did you talk to out in the bowl?
Anybody get defensive with you?
Will Fork, Brady Chung for about a minute and a half until Brady showed up, and then he scooted because everybody left him. Yeah, and he was happy about it, though.
I heard Will Fork.
It beats when they wanted to talk to him about dropping a fake punt.
I heard Will Fork said that the hit on Rondo
would have been a fine.
That's a good line.
Yeah,
and he's right.
Yeah, it was a good line. There were, you know, as I want to do, there were far too many Celtics questions to all of the major guys.
Which I find better than the questions from the Channel 7 news reporter about the Brady Funny or Die video.
And then there were, I would say out of the Brady interview, which I'd say lasted somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes, probably around 12 or so, would you say?
Brady was about 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah. All right. I would say there were at least five Celtics-related questions and five questions related to the Funny or Die video. Then a question about his haircut. It looked like he lost weight. Is it the hair?
Oh, Fred thought he lost weight.
This is what the 10 minutes was comprised of. There were about three football questions. Not that there's a ton, you know, that we need to be delving into football-wise. I'm not trying to be like, you know, you always call me a baseball elitist. I'm not trying to be a football elitist and say there was all kinds of questions, but... You know, I think, you know, how he's getting along with the new receivers, you know, Josh McDaniels. There was some Josh McDaniels questions, which I thought he was kind of interesting talking about, you know, he loved Billy, but it's great to have the familiarity, you know, with the replacement, you know, and that being a key element of it. So
anybody ask him if he was a little edgy today, chewing people out and MFing people?
Yeah, I mean, not really. That, not that I heard. No. I mean, I would have liked to, but, you know, like I said, you know, how the Celtics were defending the pick and roll was of far greater importance.
He did kind of answer
that. I'm not exaggerating, Andy. You heard some of them with Will Fork. There was at least five or six questions.
Well, everybody knows that Will Fork's a big Celtics
fan. Right,
and
he gave them what they wanted off the first question. That was you know, they asked him about the game last night, and he said the Rondo, that's exactly what they're looking for.
I like when you get worked up.
I'm telling you.
Especially when it's media on media crime.
It was really, really annoying.
It was.
And
everybody's getting worked
I'm with
up.
Paul. I'm with
here's,
Paul.
Here's why I got annoyed. I can understand why they don't want to talk to us. Because this is what we waste their time with. Do you know what I mean? That's why they don't want to talk to us.
I think they'd be, you know, in Will Fork's case, he'd rather be answering questions about that than specifics about football.
Probably.
No, but, you know, the point being is it's all superfluous nonsense.
Oh, sure.
You know, like Andy said, the Funny or Die video. I mean, every, you know, Edelman said that, you know, you've come a long way since Entourage. You know, that's what the interview, that's what it consisted of. Am I wrong, Eric?
Yeah, that's the vast majority of the interview was that
stuff. If it was 10 or 11 minutes, at least half of it was that stuff. That's it.
Yeah. Boy, I'm glad Brady's not on the show today because that's probably what I'd ask him. By the way, I did put in a formal request to have Tom Brady on the show today.
It was formally ignored.
I got no, yeah, exactly.
Right.
I got no response, so. But I tried.
Hey, you can never hurt by asking.
Sure. Freddie, I think we may have asked him. I'm not saying that we wouldn't have asked him any of those, you know, Funny or Die questions.
No,
but maybe we get one in and ask him about Saturday Night Live or something, and then move on to something.
I definitely would have asked about the Josh McDaniels thing. You know, is there things that you look forward to now with McDaniels that maybe, you know, you didn't do in the last few years? You know, what is he, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, and I would wonder, you know, I wanted to ask him about specifically with the new receivers, like what goes into it, what makes it, you know, what kind of stuff does it make, what challenges it present for you and to the receiver, you know, to try to get up to speed, stuff like that.
Right.
And again, that's not, it's not brain surgery. I'm not trying to make it out to be like something that's not. I think it's a very basic question at this stage of football. Like, what did you say? It was six days on the field? I think you used the word six.
I think so.
Six days of OTA work. It's really early to try to figure out exactly how everything, you know, someone asked him how he's going to keep all these guys involved and stuff like that. It's a little early to try to figure that out. But I'm just wondering, you know, what goes into the process? Maybe he can explain that. Sometimes he's really forthcoming with things like that and what it takes. Unfortunately, we had to find out, you know, his thoughts on the lack of depth in the Celtic front line.
Okay, Paul.
It's true. I'm with Paul 100%.
That's two sarcastic basketball references. I'll work a few more in later.
Oh, now he moved it around, but I don't know.
And they got screwed last night.
Patriots were either 29th or tied for 28th. Every time you refresh his page, it changes.
29th in kick return average.
Not 10th.
See, that's what we're talking. No, well,
when you include the interceptions and the punt returns and all that, guys were fine. I said kick return.
I don't know if that count.
Average of 21.4
yards. See, I think average drive start,
return.
I think, only counts kickoffs.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that counts every possession of
the
season.
Well, then how can your average drive start be better than your kickoff returns?
Don't kill me on that, because if you're kicking it off and you're catching it at the 10-yard line and you're getting to the 28, it's an 18-yard return.
And they're 16th in punt return average.
You're starting at the 28, which is a good start, but your return is 18 yards. They're 29th in return yards. Do you know what I'm saying? No.
So either way, they sucked at kick returns. I was right the first time.
I agree. Their average drive start, if it was that impressive, is deceiving, because we saw it. They didn't have very many good returns all year.
We don't care about drive start because that includes a lot of other ways of taking over the ball.
Yeah, no, I don't think it does, though. You know,
I'm pretty sure Fred wasn't listening.
I think it only counts kickoffs.
Okay.
I think the average drive
start. Now,
you
want to ask him how that works? Because I just did, and then he explained it.
Well, no, there might be some short kicks and things like that.
Yes. Yeah. This is not 100%, but I think there's an explanation in there in the stat book that we get every week that explains average drive start only includes kickoffs.
Bottom line is, he really muddied the water. They sucked at kickoff returns. They weren't a top 10 kickoff return team.
One of our emailers wants to know how Trevor Scott looked.
Good.
Really?
You didn't pay attention.
You have no idea.
No, I've seen him out there. I can't tell you how anybody looked.
It's difficult with no numbers, and you can't really spot from afar.
Field away.
That's the answer.
But I'd be curious to you didn't get to come
skinny,
out with us.
I'll tell you that much.
You didn't get to come out with us last week, and you came out with us today. What were your impressions?
I gave them early. I thought that Brady looked pretty sharp.
Okay.
Well, I mean, these are the obvious things. I think Brandon Lloyd, there's a clear difference in how he is, you know, how he looks out there to some of the other receivers. He's just smooth, very smooth.
I would agree with that. Yeah. That's what I wrote about last week. Yeah, I agree totally. I think he's got good
Wait
footwork.
A minute.
What?
Well, you said something different up on the
field. Oh, we had a play that he...
I know why Brandon Lloyd makes great catches. He doesn't get open.
No. He had a deep...
That's
why. I'll tell you, he could take a comment and make it out to be a blanket statement unlike anybody else I've ever seen. There was one play that McCourty covered him like a blanket down the sideline.
Which, in and of itself, is good.
Right. No, that's
McCourty,
a good... Yeah. I mean, if you want to really look at it, you know, really deeply, I mean, that's a very good sign. But, and I made a comment to Andy, I go, geez, I see why... Lloyd is forced to make great catches on deep balls. He doesn't get open. And it was one play.
Well, let's not go crazy about McCourty, because if you recall, at least in my opinion, last training camp, he looked really good. I mean, he came out in training camp and looked like, boy, this guy is just carrying it over from the year before. He looks like
I thought he did look good in practice. I agree with Freddie.
Who?
McCourty. But once the preseason game started, that went out the window.
Exactly.
Once Detroit started torching him, and then it was one week after another torching.
But I agree
torching.
With Freddie. I thought on the practice field, he looked like one of those guys that I'm not a rookie anymore.
Right, exactly.
And I know I'm good. Right. I'm playing with an air of confidence.
Exactly.
Now, maybe a little bit too much in retrospect. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But he looked very confident at practice last year, and you know, until the game started.
So we're back to body language. He looked
good. Well, I thought he played well. I'm with you, Fred. I'll tell you, we had a much better show with NPR Radio on Tuesday.
Brian in Essex.
Eric, have you taken any trips since the last show?
Brian in Essex, speaking of the Celtics and Eric's trip, says 47 free throws for the Heat, 18 personal fouls, 29 free throws for the Celtics, 33 personal fouls. I'm not really one to talk conspiracy, but the league sure is making it easy to lean that way. And also he says, I know your lives are pretty pathetic, but if you feel Eric's trip to France was such a waste, why don't you stop trying to live vicariously through him and go have a whore fest of your own? Well, who thought that Eric's trip to France was a waste?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Why is it a waste?
Caught me off guard there.
Just kidding. I hate the French.
Because we'd be bad men if we went out on a whore-filled whatever. We're married.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only single one. Well, Matt's single. Well, not single, but not married. He's
not
attached.
Not married. Attached.
Willing to dabble.
Speaking of which.
Jesus. Oh, that's bad. That's poor to me.
What?
I know what you're thinking about. That's why. Where's the food?
Joe writes in. He says, the two players I'm most excited to see in the field in a spiffy new Nike Patriots uniform in 2012 is Brandon Lloyd and Razai Dowling. How about you guys? How pumped should I honestly be about Jones and Hightower in 2012?
That's an interesting question, and it's in one that I brought up in my blog post yesterday where I was doing my little stock rating of the defense, and I gave a sell rating to defensive end, outside linebacker, because of what we've talked about. You have to start out first getting to the level where you have Carter and Anderson. You had 20 sacks, and even if you don't believe they were really great 20-sack seasons, Andre Carter was a Pro Bowl every down defensive end for whatever he played, 13, 14 games of the year. Where are you replacing that? As much potential as Chandler Jones has, do you think he's going
to
be that?
Until they do it, you have to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, I have no reason to believe right now that one of those guys is necessarily going to be a Pro Bowl defensive end. And you had that in Andre Carter. Now, he may be back at some point when he's healthy.
Right.
But you have a lot to get back to par, so to speak. You have
a longer
to
way to go
achieve something normal from either Beckett or Jones or Ninkovich making, you know, great strides and having an even better year. I'm a little dubious of that position being better right now.
And with Dowling, I think he has to prove that he can stay on the field.
Certainly. But he looks good. Every time you look out there, he's a big dude.
He's got the physical package, as they say.
He reminds me of Tabucky Jones a little bit.
Yeah, that's not good.
No,
he's not as thick as Tabucky, but I understand what you're saying. He's a big corner.
Yeah. And what you forget, I did, again, when I was looking back for the defensive thing I did, you forget that the first, whatever, three games, half of your starting secondary went on IR when Josh Barrett and Rozai Dowling got hurt. You know, we think about how bad the secondary was and McCourty, but if you just... Bill deemed in the first 2 weeks that those two players were two of his four or five best defensive backs, and they were gone. And I totally forgot about Barrett. He's not on my, you know, you think of they cut James Sanders and I don't even think of, wow, they lost the guy that they deemed their best safety in Josh Barrett. Now, he may not be that good. I don't know. But to lose half your secondary within the first month, that's something.
And I don't know what it means based on these OTAs, but we do see Dowling out there a lot.
With the group that appears to be the ones.
Right? I mean, this is...
Earlier I said, I don't want it to call it the first offensive line, but when Dante yelled, give me the ones,
these are the guys that went out there.
Right. But, you know, they drafted Dowling. You know, I know that draft slot doesn't matter once you're here.
It's not how you got here, but it's what you do once you get here.
Right, but they drafted him at the top of that second round with the first overall pick, and so they expect him to be out there.
Yeah, but
and he was out there. Yeah, he was your starter
because they've drafted other cornerbacks in the second round that haven't been out there. This guy was out there last year on opening day.
This was a special pick.
Oh boy,
I'm not gonna get into that. Highly coveted first pick of the
any
second
coincidence
day.
That yeah. you put a stock report up for the defense yesterday, and the Dow dropped 166 points.
Could be
okay.
What does that mean?
I don't care about the Dow. I just like that oil is dropping like a stone.
Yeah.
339.
Gas should care about the Dow, though. You have a 401k.
They say that's not always good, though.
It isn't. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I live in the here and now.
Right.
I'll worry about retirement when I retire. It's a terrible way to look at it.
When gas is like $4.50 a gallon by the end of the summer, Andy's
going
to be pissed.
No, all those experts.
Gas
said
went down a nickel.
It was
going to
be $5 by Memorial Day, except it's $3.39 now.
And
where
it's dropping, and it's expected to drop throughout the next month.
Well, I don't believe that either, because those are the people that also told me to expect it to rise by Memorial Day.
Yeah,
they're
It dropped a nickel. Yeah.
They're worse than weathermen. Nice. They're worse than us picking games. They are the worst.
We do pretty well picking games.
Fred, Eric, and I do just fine picking games.
Right, right. Don't lump us in with you.
Except for that one postseason where I went undefeated. And in 2002, I picked the Bucks to win the Super Bowl.
Two times in 11 years. Not bad.
On the Dowling, we also noted that in some of these subsets that he was in the slot. For whatever it's worth.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Big slot corner.
I thought that was
interesting. Got to have those swivel hips for that.
My guess is Bill just wants everybody to do everything.
Or it could be specific. I didn't really think about that. And look who was on the other side.
What do you mean?
Like Hernandez.
Who he was covering.
Could be I think that might be a good matchup in the slot.
Oh.
A big corner versus a big
tight
end.
I see what you're saying. Matchup specific. Oh.
You know, the Patriots have a lot of unique guys.
That's why you're the football guy.
They ran. That's why I should stick to football, not basketball, which was I was told on Twitter by about 6,000 people.
They were
not just on Twitter. Out here I was getting
killed. You should have seen the onslaught he took out here from the media.
Jeez, you make fun of the Celtics guy and all the guys that cover the Celtics for like, you don't like Rondo, he's not that good.
Eclipse from Niagara Falls, Canada writes in. He says, I would like to start off.
No, I intentionally did that. Sorry, Fred.
Eclipse from Niagara Falls, Canada writes in.
Eclipse?
Eclipse. That's his name. I'd like to start off by saying that Fred is a scholar and a gentleman. Andy, on the other hand, is a scrotum and a genital.
Your name is Eclipse. You're an idiot.
In fact, instead of emailing my questions into the show, from now on, I'm going to scribble them down on a piece of paper and leave them on his mother's dresser before I leave.
Oh.
Today, however...
That's a good Andy joke right there.
Today, however, I have a suggestion rather than a question. I would like to propose an idea for Jonathan Fannani's initiation onto the team. Someone should lace the inside of his helmet with Veet for Men. The only potential drawback that I can foresee, as long as players are still not wearing their jerseys during the OTAs, would be that he may be mistaken for Brian Hoyer. I doubt that. Anyway.
Yeah, it is tough keeping track of everybody.
Yeah.
Speaking of quarterbacks.
How long will they be going with this no number thing? I hope they don't do that in training camp.
I think Bill's petitioning the league to do it in the season.
You know?
Well, but they have to put some sort of shirt over their
pads in training camp.
For camp.
Do you
have to put something?
Is that a rule?
I mean, that doesn't have to have a number on it.
Does it? That's you have to have a shirt over your pads?
Well, I don't think that would be
Could
safe.
You imagine they come out in the field with just pads over
pads
their t-shirts?
Like Bo and the old posters? Ryan Mallett really struggling through 2 days of media availability at OTAs, Fred. He balls in the flat are just way behind running backs. I heard one person describe his throwing as he throws it between two guys and just hopes that somebody catches it. Like, he's all over the place out there. Paul's year two jump, I haven't seen with Ryan Mallett.
Oh, God. No.
Also does the Rohan Davey 1 count, 2 count, 3 count, 4 count, 5 count, 6 count. Oh, I think I'll throw now.
Oh, I liked it better. Plays, 1 count, 2 count, 3 count,
Mallett count. that's his clock.
Plays over at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, plays over. It plays
unless
over
you're in NFL Europe where Davey made a career out of it.
He
won the MVP.
He really struggled today.
He stinks.
Mallett.
Yeah.
That's one of the few things that you can actually sort of see is just, you know, the act, like you said, Brady was, and he was. You know, you can really see the quarterback actually throw the ball.
And right. All
Mallett
three
didn't do it very accurately.
Performed to their depth chart spot. Today.
Yeah.
Brady looked phenomenal.
Yeah, and
Hoyer was
I don't think Hoyer was great either,
and
but not as
bad
as Mallett.
Right. And they looked, they slotted in nicely. What do they call that? To chalk?
I don't know.
Yeah, they fit to chalk.
Bless you.
You know what it's called? Yeah.
What?
Like in the tournament.
Chalk.
NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
not like chalk.
Yeah, chalk.
Chalk
held. Wouldn't that be appropriate in this scenario? Sorry,
sure.
Fred. Sorry, Jimmy Neutron over there. Nice haircut.
Do I look like Jimmy Neutron? I didn't know. He's got the hair that sticks up.
He's, got,
he's got a little bit of
and
a,
you got that going up at the...
Do
yeah.
I?
A cowlick? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
When you have the little thing sticking up, or is that what...
You look like Jimmy Neutron. That's all I know.
You and Brady have nice new haircuts.
Yeah. John in New Brunswick, Canada says, I listened to Tuesday's show, and listening to Eric talk about France without Andy's commentary made me think I had tuned into an NPR travel show.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm a new listener this year.
This guy's right.
Well, you know, we wanted to be polite and let him talk. I was interested to hear what he had to say about his trip. It's not often that...
I was, too.
Paul wasn't, apparently. He started watching TV.
He was.
I tell this great story, what he had to say.
I just wasn't really interested in what ended up coming.
I tell this heartwarming story
about
this
couple. Is that what you were looking for?
Andy, this couple this guy proposed to his girlfriend right in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Why don't you tell Andy that whole story?
And
he didn't hear it the first time.
I tell this whole story, and Fred's like, oh, wow, that's great. And all of a sudden, Paul goes, you know, the thing about the Red Sox game last night. And Fred's like, well, you know, you have to jump right into that.
Now, is this when you cried?
It's a bad story.
When did you cry? I hear you cried.
A little teary at the cemetery, the American cemetery in Normandy.
I'm okay with that.
And at the Louvre.
I'm not okay with that.
I know.
What about when you saw
the
hotel
Why would you cry
bill?
At the Louvre? And was it at the old part or the new part? The pyramid?
Outside, the pyramid. And just
Most
everything.
People cry at that because they hate it, don't they?
No.
I thought the French hated it.
Initially, there was some uproar, but everybody loves it now.
Oh, so
they
flippity
like
they
flippity
floppity?
Like
Paul with Wes Welker? They hated the pyramid, now they love it?
Oh, you shut up! Just when I thought you were my ally.
John.
So wait, why did you cry?
It was just, it was overwhelming. It was unbelievable. Just,
what's overwhelming about it?
The size of it, first of all, is, it's remarkable.
So you cry when you see big things?
Mark tape.
Yeah, I know, right?
Paul walks in the office, he goes,
No, it's just one of those things
Make sure
where
I keep my pants on.
When you see things in photographs or read about them and for a long time, and then you actually get to see something or experience something, you know, it's a little overwhelming.
So you couldn't believe you were there.
Yeah, basically.
So it wasn't exactly the building; it's more of
It was part of that. Part of it was that. I mean, it's the magnitude of the place is unlike anything you could even imagine. It really is.
So it's the coolest thing you've ever seen.
You American swine.
Well, you said
Well, it's the same.
You said it's unlike anything. Words have meaning, Eric, and
yes,
I listen to them.
That's true.
Unlike Paul, I listen to your words. You said it.
The actual pyramid in Egypt was kind of like that, too.
See, I can see crying there. I can't see crying at the Louvre. Well, but I'm also an artist.
Now, did you cry?
I'm a sensitive
artist. You're a wannabe artist. Did you cry inside?
Outside.
At any of the paintings or anything you saw? Mona Lisa's there, right?
Yes.
Did you cry at that?
No.
I feel like I know the Louvre just because I read...
The Da Vinci Code?
Yeah. Did you go in like a bathroom and sneak out a window and jump on a
right. through soap with the...
Right.
John goes on to say, I'm a new listener this year as I started to follow the Patriots this season since my oldest son started playing football. The whole family is hooked on the team and love Sunday afternoons last fall watching a great season. In fact, in early March, we spent an awesome day at Gillette Stadium and in the hall. I figured I would ask this non-Patriots question now in case Andy is not there for Thursday's show and you run out of travel stories. It is more of something...
I let you guys have one show off.
It is more of something I'm curious about. Why do the Jets and Giants play in the same stadium? And how do you really keep fan loyalty if there isn't any geographic separation between teams? I suppose this season the fan base will be split between Tebow lovers and Tebow haters. Keep up the great work. I listen to the podcast every Wednesday and Friday at work, as it makes the day much more enjoyable. Fred, you are the glue that holds the show together. Keep the Veet reviews coming. We'll have one later. And also, Lindsay Petrucci will be joining us later with a big announcement.
She's trying to get in the studio right now.
She's outside the door.
Giants and Jets, it's really an economic thing. It's just so expensive to have a stadium. And actually, their stadium isn't in New York. It's in New Jersey. They don't have the money to build two stadiums, one for each team.
Well, the Jets were talking about doing a downtown Manhattan stadium.
Yeah, they couldn't get it done.
Because it was going to be an Olympic stadium.
Yeah, it was not even close to getting done. So, all right.
Wait a minute. They had the money.
Yeah, they could have
spent $2 billion on it. You couldn't build two $1 billion stadiums?
There was opposition from, you know, some local groups that, you know, didn't want that type of venue there.
They could have. They spent enough money.
All right, food's here, so let's take a break. When we come back, Lindsay Petrucci's here to join us with a big announcement, more of your calls and emails, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. We're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. Right now, you can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. $19! Beautiful spring weather, Fenway's 100th birthday, and great deals on Red Sox tickets with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square. You just can't go wrong. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or go to aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone.
Obedience school. Set. Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made nationals. Great. Where are nationals?
Oh. Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new vase.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation.
It's time to get down to the oldies with Paul Perillo.
Paul, big news in the disco. Donna Summer is dead.
No!
What did she sing?
Hot Stuff, Bad Girls.
Last Dance, right?
Last Dance.
I don't know what everybody knows it for.
She works hard for her money on the radio. Fred likes to paint this picture of me, you know, at the discos in my prime. I would have had to have been about four at the discos.
Patched
I like disco. I'm not afraid to admit it.
You had a Donna Summer album?
Oh, yeah. More than one.
Oh, yeah.
I love disco. I do. Still do.
Now, back to the disco kings of PFW in progress. Paul Boogie Nights Perillo and Fred Roller Coaster of Love Kirsch.
Roller Coaster of Love.
All right, back here in PFW in progress, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Lots of emails flying in, people excited about OTAs, Eric's vacation, Veet reviews, and everything else. But right now, we're excited to have Lindsay Petruni here. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, I'm excited to be here, as always.
Yeah, so I hear you have a big announcement. What is it?
I guess, I don't know. Is it a big announcement, Fred? I guess.
I don't know what it is.
Yes, you do.
I do?
I'm playing radio,
yeah, Lindsay.
You want to bang Eric. That is obvious.
Wait, what's that
Kevin,
from?
Do you have the ooh? Do you have the ooh in there somewhere, Kevin?
Oh, ew.
That's too bad.
You don't have that?
No.
Just say
you
it live,
to
then.
Bang Eric.
Say it live. That is obvious.
Can I bring something else up before my
Brooklyn
big
Matt.
Announcement?
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You want to bang Eric?
No.
Okay.
Why do I keep hearing like Eric keeps telling me that he kept crying when he was at the Louvre, and I,
because he's a Louver.
He was so emotional.
Delayed reaction from Fred there.
You just get that, Fred?
Now, do you find that cool and endearing in a man that he's that emotional that he saw for some reason a building and cried?
Absolutely not.
Wow, that got you a second ew.
Okay, so my announcement is that I am leaving.
Lesbian.
I'm leaving.
Couldn't even say it.
I'm leaving the Patriots.
You're leaving?
I'm leaving.
What?
I'm leaving and I'm moving to...
She's taking her talents.
San Diego, I'm taking my talents to San Diego, California.
Really?
Yes.
And what are you going to do there?
I'm doing social media and PR and maybe some freelancing. I just finished my demo reel.
Just on your own or for a company?
For a company.
Oh, okay. Eric and I know a freelancer from out there.
Someone spelled my name wrong, Matt LaPan.
Big cans at the combine?
On Twitter.
Yes, that's right.
So this is a big move.
That's right.
So this is a big move, yeah.
Who's going
to
replace
coast
you?
Coast to coast. I don't know. There is a process right now they're going through to find the right girl to come in here.
Why does it have to be a girl?
And
why does it have to be a girl?
Well, I mean,
stumped her. I don't know. Why are you yelling at me? I'm leaving. It's not my decision.
Well, I mean, you know, B-Lo is there.
You said nothing there with that. Well, I mean, you know.
Well,
Matt's just working with B-Lo.
Hot dogs and sausages.
Hot dogs and sausages. sausages.
That's true. If it weren't a girl, then there'd be too many hot dogs and sausages.
So, yeah, Bilo needs, you know, a female companion.
He does. You're right.
At Patriots
some
today.
Balance.
He's not much to look at.
So, the search is on, I guess.
Okay.
Is it an open audition? Can people, like, if we had listeners who were like, you know, I'm a girl and I'd have always wanted to. Mish from, no, not Mish. What's her name in the reality TV chick from
Michelle?
Sweden? Oh, yeah. Michelle?
No, Michelle in Stockholm.
Is Mish from Montreal?
Yes. Michelle Stockholm from Sweden, as Fred likes to call her.
Yeah.
But can they just send in a tape? Send in a reel?
Sure. Yeah, send it in.
Send it to us
first.
Well,
they better hurry because, you know, they only have a couple months to get ready for training.
Right.
Camp,
I mean, training camp is coming up. It'll be here before we know it, end of July. I don't know what I'm going to do.
So why did
I feel
you
like
do?
I'm gonna...
Why the move?
I do. You're going to enjoy the beach. You're going
to. I know. No, I know. Well, I just want to try some other facets of journalism.
So
I
who are you working for?
Media. You're really funny, Andy.
What?
I'm working for a creepy web company.
It's true.
a shady web company.
The boyfriend that she won't commit to in terms of marriage.
The
she's
boyfriend.
Committing to in terms of employment and living.
I am.
Oh, okay. So you're following a man.
No, I'm not following a man. I got a job offer. I get to make my own schedule.
From your boyfriend.
From your boyfriend.
Right.
What did you do to get the job?
Actually, this reminds me of a t-shirt I saw in France. There was a guy walking around Paris with a shirt that said, a blowjob is better than no job at all.
That's true.
Can we say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, we just did.
Now that's why you're going to sensitivity training through the HR department.
Actually, I'm not. That was a mistake.
So do you guys have a place to stay?
Second time that he has said something?
No, do we have a place to stay?
Yeah. Have you found... Because I know there's an open apartment.
Well, she's going to...
blew me away.
She's going to stay wherever he... Oh.
What?
What happened? What
happened?
Yeah, I missed it too.
Very inappropriate. You want to say it again?
There's too much going on.
No. Have you found a place to stay? Do you know where you're staying?
What did you say?
Wherever he's staying is where she's staying.
Well, no, yeah, well, yeah. No place yet.
What happens if something happens?
I'm going to Pittsburgh. Wait, what? I'm going back to Pittsburgh for a month before.
Have some of those bad sandwiches and then head out to
A lot of people like
San Diego.
Yeah.
Have you thought about what really happened though if you had like a little fight and
things went south?
I mean, it's been 4 years, so no.
Well, so
what does that mean?
Nobody has a year five fight.
I don't know. Have you?
No, but just saying, I would.
That's
like,
a lie, Andy. I'm sure you fight. Realistically,
Lindsay,
how does your wife deal with you?
You have to take chances in life.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Do. I'm excited.
Plus, the shady internet business is a growing field.
Yeah, right. I mean,
otherwise you end up like me. Fred's absolutely correct.
No, it's been a great experience. I've, you know, got to do a lot of incredible things in my time here. So, my highlights, obviously, being on PFW Radio.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. But. Yeah, but no, it's been great.
Yeah, but no. That's one of those Bill Belichick's I would have gone with.
But no. But it's time to move on.
Agreed.
It's time to move on. So there will be a new girl coming in here soon. So.
Which she'll never replace you, though.
Which employee that you worked with here will you miss most?
Brian Lowe, of course.
I can tell you who it won't be, and that was the first name.
That's sweet.
How about the stalker, Eric?
Which one creeped you out the most?
Eric Scalavino.
Eric's just... Eric is sitting right next to Lindsay right now, so it's not like,
he's going to cry again.
No, so Eric comes up to me today, and he's like, we're chatting, whatever, he comes right up to me. So I'm like, hey, so are you going... Like, he's like two inches from my face. So then I'm like, hey, are you coming
to my... Which part of his body was 2 inches from
his face? Funny. I'm like, hey, are you coming to my going away party? He's like... In my face, he's like, no, I have the worst cold I've had in a really long time. I'm like, get away from me then. What are you doing?
You're not that sick.
I don't want to get her sick.
Oh, that ship has sailed if you were that close to her face, first of all. And you're going to a bar. It's not like you're going to be making out with her. As much as you want to, it's not like you're going to be making out with her.
I feel bad that she's leaving. I can't deal with it.
You're going to cry again, aren't you?
It's overwhelming. I'm a little overwhelmed.
He needs to go to like some type of counseling or therapy or something to deal with his emotions.
It's like John Boehner over there. Drop of a hat.
Andy, there is a bet on that you would not go.
I don't know who John Boehner is.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Why? What are you doing?
It's daycare pickup night.
Everyone has daycare.
Senator?
That's the number one excuse. Like, if I was polling people as to why they're not coming. It's
so cold was not number one on the list? I have a bad cold.
No, that was just Eric.
I honestly would go because I've actually been craving one of these little like
Boehner?
Company outings.
Just a con.
I have daycare pickup.
Speaker of the House. Close enough.
Well, that's
a
bad
one. Boehner funny.
Last time Paul and I went to one of these things, the bill said 45 Miller Lights.
Wow.
Oh, I think it might have been more than that.
Paul, you're not coming either, right?
Not as of now.
Okay. Fred?
And no.
And no.
I have tickets to the Pops tonight, actually.
Oh. Are you going to cry?
Good for you.
Because that can be
my son has a baseball game. But
that makes sense.
If it takes me too long to get my stuff done and I end up leaving late, then I might just go to
what time are we kicking
the little bash?
5:30.
Because I'll miss the game anyway.
I thought we said 5 o'clock.
Sure, 5 o'clock. Hey, Fred.
Who's we? It's her thing. Don't tell her when to do it.
The only way I'll forgive you, Fred, the only way I'll forgive you for not making it to my party is if you get to be the guest conductor at the Pops, like Robert Kraft.
I do have table seat, floor seats, but I don't think they'll ask.
Aww.
So.
All right, fair
now,
enough.
How long, when are you leaving the area?
June 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll still be around for a little bit. Why, you want to go?
No, I didn't know if
you want to take me to dinner, Paul?
Never crossed my mind, but I did wonder if you were going to go to Fred's party.
She's getting awkward now.
Well, I was wondering if she's going to go to Fred's party.
Are you in town June 22nd?
No.
Oh.
Do you listen to anything that anyone just said June 12th. I just asked her. She said June 12th.
But the good news
is... No, but you said you were coming back for a month or something.
No, I'm going to Pittsburgh for a month.
Okay, well...
Answer, no. He does not listen to anything.
Not to move on too quickly, but we could invite the new hottie if she's here by the 22nd.
Yeah, that's... Sure. Yeah,
we could creep her out in person.
Right.
It is a pool party. You sure you don't want to come up for that?
I might.
Good.
I'll
Paul
think
takes
about
his
it.
Shirt off
I'll
every
think
year.
About it. Why didn't you have the party last year, Fred?
I think it's only right that Ray raises this year.
Lockout related.
Lockout role.
Yeah, and lacrosse, and there was a bunch of mitigating factors.
Okay.
So,
well, is Eric going to be there? Because if he is, I'm not coming.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Wow. Eric just, she patted him on the
Andy,
shoulder.
You want one more tender here?
Oh, I might.
Yeah, here you go.
Let's go to the phone.
Despite me saying I wouldn't be able to finish it all, I had all but one.
0398. Eldridge is in North Carolina. Hey, Eldridge, thanks for holding on.
No problem, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Good, good.
Oh, I like the accent.
Accent?
I don't have an accent. I'm not from North Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. But, Paul, I answer your ex-PFW.
Yes.
Question. How would it be if Lord on one side, Stolf on the other, Welcher in the middle with Gaffney?
It's Welker.
I don't think Ocho and
Welker.
And Edelman.
It's a K. It's Welker. You stop. Not Welcher.
Welcher.
Well, Kerr.
Call
Kerr.
Him an a-hole like Kerr. The last guy he corrected.
There's no C-H. It's a K. Right,
Eldridge,
well,
so you
how
want...
About this? How about West?
All right, West. Let's go with West.
Fragile.
And then you got Gronk and Hernandez. So I figure with those two on the outside, they should open the middle wide up, what you think?
Well, you can't have them all on the field at once.
I know. They all ain't going to be on the field at once. That's right. But in case they go, what, 3 wide, 4 wide, 2 wide, you know...
No wides. Put 5 running backs back there.
Paul, he asked you a question.
No, you put the 5 running backs back there, man.
it's really, really early to figure out exactly how everybody looks. Thus far, I think Andy and I are in agreement. We've been rather underwhelmed with Dante Stallworth. Still looks like he runs pretty well.
Ain't no 4-1-9.
No.
And
still has the sort of questionable hands. Seen him bobble a couple of passes here and there. I think Lloyd's looked terrific on the outside. I agree with Fred and what he said earlier. I think he's a really good option for you on the outside. I think you have guys in Gaffney and Branch that could be potentially valuable because they can play both. They can be outside for you and they can work inside the slot in case something happens to Welker. But I'm not sure that I still think that the strength in the passing game is those tight ends. And as long as you have those two guys involved in your passing game, you can work one of them in the slot or whatever. And then you have Welker is obviously going to be a staple. And Lloyd, I'm happy with those four. The two tight ends, Welker and Lloyd, whatever one, you know, whoever else ends up factoring into the equation, whether it be Branch, my guess would be Branch, that's fine. But I don't think you need to have any of these sort of exotic schemes that don't involve the tight ends because I think the tight ends are the strength of that passing game.
Yeah, right. They work the middle, but I'm talking about going deep, like what we fell short on last year.
Oh, you're going to see it. I think with McDaniels back, I think he'll open up that part of the playbook, and you'll see Lloyd go deep. And I think you'll see, if he's here, Stallworth and or Branch at times, you know, be the guy.
Yes, because I know New England have a death wish on new wide receivers that's got potential. I also saw on the roster that we got a 6'5 receiver, but he's a rookie, right? So... I forgot his name, though, but he's...
Matt Rourke?
Yeah, is he slow, or is he... Has he been on the field yet?
I honestly couldn't tell you, you know, how he runs. I haven't seen much of him yet. Like we talked about, hard to kind of identify everybody without the numbers on them. So,
and I haven't seen him getting a lot of reps.
No.
Now, he may have been out there today when they went to conditioning and they did the opportunity portion. Right. But I wouldn't bother learning him for any regular reps.
All right, Aldridge, keep on trucking. By the way, I'm coming down to your part next weekend.
Oh, where at?
I'm going to High Point.
Oh, you're going to the country town. Okay.
High Point University, yeah.
University was the High Point. It's a nice little city, but...
Not much out there, huh?
Not much. They got a lot of eating places, man. A lot of good eating places.
Fred's game.
Okay.
A couple little nice spots. But other than that, you got to watch yourself when you're in High Point.
All right. All right. Thanks, Eldridge.
You say watch yourself?
Fred, I got a tweet I think you'd appreciate.
Okay.
After I said I was leaving, someone tweeted and said, goodbye, everyone-y.
Let's go back to the phones, the Ace Ticket Hotline. Jeff is in Vegas. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are
you? Good. I heard you took care of Kevin, and he was a big winner.
Yeah, the Vegas sportsbooks are still recovering from the hurting that Kevin Collins put on them. And James Pettigrew and Christian are now off the hook lunch-wise because Kevin can just take care of you guys for the foreseeable future here with all his winnings.
He's taking care of us today, I think.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, thanks, Kevin.
Kevin is our benefactor today.
That was after he informed me yesterday that his back was sore because his wallet was so thick.
Yeah, well, I took him to one of the VIP high limit players lounges, so we had a good time, a real nice visit. And I would also, I know you guys have over 250,000 audio downloads per show, but I'll throw out the invite to any Patriots fans while you're in Vegas, especially during the season. Let me know. I'll be happy to take them, you know, maybe take this to some of the VIP free food, free drink areas like I did Kevin. Good
now,
time.
Do you get some kind of cut for this? What is it? Why are you so eager to be a tour guide for strangers?
Well, Fred, it's just, you know, the sports books out here, it's just such a great experience. And I think Kevin was able to make it to the Trop sports book. They've got a brand new one at the Palms. And, you know, just a good time, just camaraderie among Patriot fans. Jeff Vegas 12 on Twitter, best way to reach me.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. What?
What's wrong with you?
I just felt like doing that. I'm a jerk.
You are. We're all a family here.
That's true. I'm sorry, Jeff. Jeff 12 at Vegas.
That's not it.
I don't think that's what he said.
at Jeff 12 Vegas.
Maybe.
No. No? I don't think so, Brad.
Look up Jeff in Vegas on the
12.
Twitter.
12. I think it was a 12
there's
in there.
There's a 12 in there, so I'm
look it
sorry.
Up on the Google machine.
I just felt like being a jerk.
What did one of those guys say today? I saw it on the YouTube.
The YouTube, yeah. The news reporter from Channel 7. It's on the YouTube.
Tom in Bedford has a good observation that I should have brought up last Tuesday when you were talking about what you ate in France, Eric.
Okay. We know one thing he didn't eat.
He points out that you ate steak tartare, but you refused to eat a steak medium rare.
Oh, yeah, you got all mad at me.
Yeah, it makes sense. Why would you eat rare or raw meat and not medium rare meat?
I just wanted to try it.
But when I asked you to try a
France,
medium rare
when
steak.
When have you ever asked me to try a medium rare steak?
When we were in New Jersey.
At Hoco. Arthur's?
Yeah.
Boy, that turned around quickly.
What have you? Oh, you mean it, Arthur? Oh, that one? It was on Mike Brady in the.
I said you should order your steak medium rare. It'll be more tasty than
you did
well
say that.
Done.
You know what? You did say that. You're right.
Right.
All right, I apologize. Next time we go to Arthur's, maybe I'll try it.
Okay.
That turned that right around.
But
on
you also.
What was the reasoning behind it?
Because I usually don't like rare
he
or
doesn't
raw
things
meat.
That are like things that are pink.
Because things
he doesn't have much experience.
Oh, see now. Everyone's.
This is what people wanted on Tuesday. I got to give them what they want. More importantly, though, you explained it differently. It was deep fried or something?
Well, they gave you two options. You could just have it as is, or they could fry.
But isn't that like, doesn't that make it not what it's?
They fry like the outer portion of it. They just like, you know, for a few seconds you fry it
like
a little
fried
bit.
Ice cream.
Right. So the inside is still
exactly.
raw.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad. It really wasn't.
So this is beef.
It's like they served it in the form of like a patty. Although it was a pretty big patty. And then either side
was... So like a burger?
Kind of, yeah.
You ate a raw burger,
essentially. Kind of, yeah.
That's going to take you a few months to digest.
A raw cow burger.
It was fine.
This was cow, right? This was beef.
I know it's fine. A lot of people eat steak.
But you guys don't understand.
They just said beef.
He had it in France.
Right.
It's much better there in Europe.
Right, so why didn't you...
You don't understand.
Why didn't you try the escargot while you were in France?
Because I don't eat seafood.
You don't eat
You don't eat bloody raw meat either.
But it was in France.
But I do eat meat. I'm a carnivore.
So I tried that.
Fish is considered meat, you know. Those are sea snails, not land snails they eat? I always thought they were land snails.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, you could have eaten them.
Fish is another source of protein.
See, this is I know it is, Frank,
Andy,
but I don't like it.
A source of protein.
See, this is why Andy's right.
See now.
Because on Tuesday, when you said you didn't eat seafood about escargot, that was the first thing that came to my mind, but I was too embarrassed to say it.
See, that's why it was on the radio. You spit stuff out. I think those snails are from land, that escargot.
Okay, but
I mean, we may both be wrong, but that's the first thing I thought of, and I was too embarrassed to say it. That's why we.
So you should have tried it. Now you regret it a little bit, huh?
No, not really.
Why?
You know, I had plenty of other good food there.
That's a good point. Snails are not seafood.
I didn't think they were.
Right.
I just said that.
Whenever my family's a huge seafood family.
He's on
tape. And whenever we went to the seafood shop for the Christmas Eve thing.
Yeah.
They would always have snail salad as one of the things, the delicacies that they would get. And it was at a seafood store. They didn't sell anything but stuff from the sea.
They didn't have surf and turf?
And snail salad was sold there. So I always assumed that there was...
You might be right. Maybe there's
where they came
from. Kind of snail
strippers! Where does escargot come from?
Those are called periwinkles.
Okay.
Are like the little snail things on the beach that are kind of snail shells.
Okay. Well, maybe escargot is a certain sea
from a periwinkle
snail
or something.
I don't know.
Look at that escargot.
Let's look it up.
Lindsay making herself useful for the last...
Escargot is a dish of cooked...
Land snails.
Snails!
There you go.
And I win again.
Usually
I am the smartest man alive.
You missed out on an appetizer in France.
On a French delicacy because...
You think you're teasing him right now. He's pissed.
I'm not
I was in France and I didn't
not
try
pissed.
This. Because yep. Everything's better in Europe.
What's with the anger from you?
You do.
Well, you didn't have this anger on Tuesday.
He's a jingoist.
No. What's the opposite of that? Because that's what Eric is.
Expatriate.
He thinks everything's
like to be
better everywhere.
You
an Anglophile? What is the word for it? He does. He thinks everything is better.
Right.
Know.
Actually, he's a xenophobe.
Anywhere here. Anywhere
jingoist is just an ardent patriot. A xenophobe is someone who
See,
hates
See, at least
far-right.
Andy and okay. I just, xenophobe. We just contained it to the patriots. Eric is like the whole country in general.
Let's see. Michelle Stockholm writes in.
Hey, girl.
She says, I cheated on you guys and listened to another podcast, but only because Matt Light was on it.
He's on every podcast
now. He's on the Rich Eisen right now.
And hearing the host of that podcast, that shall be unnamed, calling Matt the protector of Brady, I got teary-eyed. Yes, I'm a dork.
Kind of like Eric at the Louvre.
Anyway, I was hoping that he'd ask him about some of his infamous pranks. Matt did tell the one about how he drenched the back of Russ Hochstein's jersey with Stetson cologne. And how it took Russ a minute to figure out where the stench came from. I thought that was funny and how it was in relation to all the things that he got for free being the protector of Brady, right? Because Brady used to be the spokesman for Stetson.
Is he not anymore?
I don't know, but Stetson is like the cheapest cologne you can have. So I'm just like, why would he choose Stetson? Because that's...
Probably
because
they gave him the most money.
Maybe.
Maybe he got a piece of the company.
Which leads me to this. I think Matt should release one prank a week on iTunes, charge 99 cents for it, and have all the proceeds go to the Matt Light Foundation.
That's a great idea.
I know there would be probably some sort of release form signed for people involved. I'd pay 99 cents to hear Matt tell about his pranks any day of the week, and imagine once a month he'd release a video clip of a prank that he filmed. There were plenty of those, allegedly. And now that Eric is back, I'll buy you lunch again,
nice.
So have Kevin get at me for that. And on a more selfish
note, I like the get at me.
On a more selfish note,
I pause between
Fred,
each word.
Fred, don't read so good.
Get at me.
On a more selfish
note,
weird
when these get two at girl, me. Get
weird
at me,
when
dog.
These two girls start giggling over here, Paul.
Yeah, he's cute.
On a more selfish note, I just put a check mark next to tickets to Wembley, so Michelle will be going to the London game.
Nice.
Thanks for the
and
show.
So will Eric. You think you can get the deal sealed there?
Thanks for the show as usual. P.S. In regards to manscaping, I'm with Fred. It should be groomed.
Eric?
Less is more when it comes to that.
She wants it groomed.
Well, Lindsay's here, but we can ask her.
Okay.
Do you prefer your man groomed or not groomed?
And we're talking about, down there.
Oh, really, Andy? I had no idea.
Just wanted to make sure you didn't think, haircut and that kind of stuff.
I mean, I don't know. It depends. If it's, super, crazy, then maybe, a little bit groomed, but not. But usually not, I guess. Not groomed.
She likes El Natural.
Really?
You don't care, really. Doesn't matter to you.
You like it wild.
No.
She'll take any she can get. Groomed, ungroomed.
You've been with the same guy for 5 years.
No one laughed,
years,
Andy.
Though,
Andy,
no
one laughed.
They did.
No one laughed.
Quarter of a million people laughed.
You don't know Andy's...
requirements. True. He only needs to make himself.
I know,
one.
But so he's like, oh, she'll take what she can get. Nope. Then you just hear crickets.
She could have got Eric's and she didn't take it.
Crickets.
Speaking of Eric.
Eric's did, taking it from all sides.
We did have an offer for you, you know.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
In the building.
About? What?
A very hot woman
a
in
very,
the building.
A very, very attractive
is
woman
willing
offered her
to
services.
Do you.
What the hell are you talking
Who?
About?
Who?
Just saying.
Can we go to the audio tape? We got the audio of that?
Quote, I'd take one for the team.
Yeah, Rachel stood in here and said that she would do you.
She really did. Caught this me is, off guard. I won't lie to you. Kind of called my bluff. I got uncomfortable.
Got more than a little uncomfortable.
This? Really? So did 250,000 listeners. Yes. It was on the air.
Really?
And I got to all admit, right. I was pretty
She
jealous.
Said she was going to stop down here.
You guys mind if we go to a break real quick?
Wow. I don't think we need to.
Eric's a little flush here.
My guess is you probably already need new pants.
Wow.
Wow, that's very nice. I'll have to talk to her
Did
later.
You see the...
Maybe I will
we'll
go
see
to
her at the goodbye party after
as,
all.
As he tries to throw his yeah, napkin in the trash and he misses.
Eric
he
really
tried
did.
To be so cool
yeah, he's
and
like,
suave,
oh.
too.
Did missed. You see the dress that Rachel was wearing today?
For God's sakes, Fred. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was painted
she
on.
She has
I mean,
really big heels on, too.
It was.
Yeah, the heels are big. she also has really big breasts.
She had shoes?
Yeah,
didn't you see her almost fall down the hill?
He doesn't leave anything,
no,
you know.
No, nothing to the imagination.
No, it was a very tight dress.
Speaking of leaving nothing to the imagination over here.
Is that the phone
Fred,
lighting up?
Fred,
I think that's HR
Fred,
on line
This is why
Fred.
You guys had to go to sensitivity training.
Fred, I thought painted on meant it was loose, not tight.
And then she almost fell down the hill because she
get
didn't really have practical
me.
Shoes on.
She didn't have
get
practical
at me,
footwear.
Girl.
Get at me. Yeah,
me,
not
girl.
Not practical footwear though.
Did she not know she was going to be out and about today?
I don't know. She always wears heels like that.
Why was Ray Ray on the show?
She was in the booth.
She was learning the board in case because he was gone and he
you
was
know,
going to the Reds.
In case someone takes out the president, you know, the vice
right,
president has
sure.
to fill in.
Mm-hmm. Speaker of the House. Right.
She said she was going to stop
gone.
By.
We were in San Diego.
I'd like to hear her.
Kevin, boom. When is this retirement
affirm,
party for
reaffirm
your mom?
What she
reaffirm?
Yeah.
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
You did a
tonight?
Nice job.
Thank you.
Kevin wrote a nice little speech for
speech
his mom.
Tonight.
His mom's retiring.
Oh, yeah.
After how many years as a teacher? 39. 39
yeah.
years
wow.
teaching. Kevin wrote a nice heartfelt
you
speech
deliver?
That
deliver?
He's going yeah. to give tonight at the event. some sort of event.
Oh,
but, no cards or are you going to like?
Don't.
Off the top?
I don't want the listeners to think that I'm just giving Kevin compliments here without an ulterior motive. He did somehow manage to work in something about himself that patted himself on the back.
For working hard and coming in early.
She made me everything
53
I am.
Straight days.
And then he went on to talk about who he is.
Correct.
Right.
No, it was a very nice job. It was heartfelt, and I thought you did a nice job with it, Kevin.
That's why I didn't have Andy read it, because I knew he just would have laughed at the whole thing.
Maybe. Oh, I did laugh.
Oh. All right.
As I told you.
He also brought her over to my cube. Can you believe this? He wrote about himself in here.
I told him.
Rob writes in. He says, farewell, Lindsay. Have enjoyed your work. Good luck with the move. Old bye, everyone-y. Is that an inside joke? And he gives his phone number, too.
Goodbye,
oh!
everyone.
Yeah.
I thought it was goodbye, everyone-y.
No, he has old bye, everyone-y.
It doesn't even make any sense.
I was going to say the opposite of goodbye. Like bad bye, but
anyway,
old, right? I don't.
Anyway,
young
maybe he used the phone or something and got auto-corrected on him.
Who was it, Fred? What's his name?
Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Did he really leave his number?
Yes, he did.
No, really?
Yep. 201 number.
What's 201? What area code's 201?
I don't know.
New York.
Washington?
New York, I think.
I think it's 202.
I think
no,
it's New York.
D.C. is 202, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think 201 is New York.
Yes. Yeah.
I got hoes.
Matt in San Diego State University. Tell Three Wise she will love it out in San Diego.
Ooh.
It's a rabid sports environment. Padres tickets go for an average of $7. And
yes.
I'm pretty sure it's more expensive to go to the local bar to watch the blacked out Chargers game than it is to actually go to the game. So I think he's being a little sarcastic there.
Well,
Sunny.
You know, it is what it is.
Well, you're not going in sports. You're going into social media.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, PR,
well, she's going
so.
Into shady internet.
Yeah.
Why do you call it shady?
That's what VIP Stripper said that.
VIP Strippers, when he heard her describe what her boyfriend does or whatever, said
shady.
Shady
internet.
So he's an expert in shady internet, so I took his word out.
Jamal says, I was already upset because I missed half of last episode and my phone won't allow me to hear the rest. And now you guys drop this on me. Lindsay is leaving. I have no reason to watch Patriots today anymore.
Well, you will in
wow.
like a month. No offense, Lindsay. But
he must have forgot about Brian Lowe. Must have just slipped his mind.
Well,
she'll
be
hot
replaced.
Dogs and sausages.
He's obviously watching for the creep factor.
Right. That is a little weird.
Creepy
do you think
time.
People really do that?
Watch for the creep factor?
Hot dogs and sausages.
Now, do you, when you were doing...
Why would you do that?
When you were doing Patriots Today, did you consider, like, what you were wearing? Like, okay, today I'm going to tease them a little bit and kind of unbutton another button or anything?
Like, this is like creepy time on steroids right now.
He always takes it to the most creepy level.
Oh, I do.
No.
Yes, you just did.
Because he is so over the top that it's funny. It's almost not as offensive as what you're doing right now. No, but and what you just did about
you
Rachel
make it
a little
real.
While ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's smart.
I feel like on certain
use your assets.
On
certain days, I look nicer. You know, I wake up and decide like, oh, what kind of outfit do I want to wear today?
But do you
depending
like,
on like
I'm
what I'm doing,
push it up a little today, or
no, not really.
You didn't consider that.
See, I was wrong. He's every bit as creepy as you are.
Right.
I find that weird though that people would actually watch. No offense to you for like the creep factor.
I don't think there's probably a large portion that just watch it because of that, but I think there's definitely people out there that sort of like. Oh wow, she's really hot.
Oh, I know
I'm
there
watch
is.
Every day just because of her.
Any
I'm sure there's people
women
that
in sports like, you know, Michelle Beadle and your girl Erin Andrews. Mm-hmm. They have huge followings. They do.
Yeah. They do.
And other huge things.
No, but you know what I mean. It's
but
yeah.
I just think if you're creeping it up, there's other things on the internet that give you more. It's called porn.
Well, but there's something about
there's
something
different.
About, you know, what's left to the imagination. You know, a girl like Lindsay or Michelle Beadle looks
plays a role too.
Approachable. Whereas, you know, you look at, you know, the
yeah, well, how are you going to work?
But
this,
you don't
Fred?
Think there's creepy guys that look at this and say, I love sports, and this really hot girl likes to talk about sports too. That plays into it?
Plays into what? What
I think it does. I think it does. Yeah, I think it does. I definitely think it does.
See, you're looking at it from like a normal perspective, like,
oh, I'm suddenly normal?
No, but you would never watch something just because there's some attractive girl. You wouldn't just sit there and say, I need to watch this every day because this hot girl is on there. Now, you might watch something and say, oh, wow, I think she's hot. But you wouldn't go out of your way to watch something
true.
Just because.
Like, if they tease, like, Katy Perry on, like, some award show, I'd try to
if
watch
every
it.
Day?
If Brooklyn Decker did a daily
but that's
video
what I'm talking
podcast,
about.
You would download it.
No, I wouldn't.
No, oh,
see, I don't think you would.
Unless she gave me the full goods, I wouldn't. I'd be like, I'm not watching this.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't watch
it. What do you mean by the full goods?
Nudity. If she just sat there and I mean, yeah, everybody watches Kate Upton dance once. But every day? Like, you've seen the same thing every day.
Maybe not every day, but you'd be intrigued enough to check
it
out.
If she wears different clothes every day and, you know.
Yeah, I don't know that I would.
No?
I'd go to a site that I can, you know, get the job done quickly and.
Do you watch Baywatch when it was on with Pam Anderson?
Clicking through and stop, yeah, but did I say I'm going to watch Baywatch every day? No.
But that's my point. I think people did do that just for that reason.
That's a little weird.
And I think in people did the same
age.
Thing.
A little weird. Michael
Patriots
Hasselhoff
today.
Became a multi-millionaire because of
not only that, but David Hasselhoff really got rich.
It's Michael Knight.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Oh, that dog's going to hunt.
Paul watching women's
commentary
softball,
on the softball championships.
As is Al. Big Al
Big
is
Al.
Watching, too.
Big Al is creeping it up. I'm not watching for
I mean,
the
I know it's not.
Just
know,
to be clear here, I'm
Division
not watching two. For the creep factor.
Plus, that girl was bigger than you. That was just rounding the back.
Let's go to the phones. Chris,
you got it. Oh, you won't
Chris
see
Chris with a TIN. Hey, Christian.
That was her mother raising the roof of the crowd.
How you doing?
All right, Lindsay, sorry to see you go.
Thanks, Christian.
But love to watch you leave.
Christian,
you're
one of the creeps that we're watching her every day.
Yeah, what's your opinion, Christian? What do you think about that?
I'd rather see B logo, to be honest.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Can we put a wig on B Lo and somebody off him a job? And can he just
actually? We someone photoshopped that. B like they changed our faces. Did I show you guys that picture?
No. Yeah, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
You guys have to see this right now. Sorry, this is
doesn't make for
this
good
is
radio.
Not good radio at all. Okay, ready? Andy, check this out.
It's barely good TV.
Someone photoshopped B Lo's head on my body.
That is disturbing.
Did you see this, Paul?
What do you got, Christian?
I wanted to talk about Brady's interview real quick.
Okay, what do you
and,
got?
Paul's blog entry about how when he talks about this isn't like college when you redshirt your freshman year at wide receiver and then like you can expect to, you know, sort of like ease your way into it. I just thought that was totally directed towards Ocho Cinco. And, you know, like, come on, you've had a year now to know where you're supposed to be, and you know you still can't line up right. I mean, so you know
you could be right.
We're not going to wait for you, and so I hope. I mean, I'm with you guys. I've held out all hope. I don't think he makes the team, but you know, if there's sort of like a last gasp for this guy to come on, I mean, I don't know how much more of a fight you need to light under him, but, I mean, I guess he just doesn't get it. That's what it was like last year. He just didn't get it. So
still doesn't.
Still doesn't.
Yeah, no, I think you're probably right, Christian. I think he's talking in general terms when he made those comments about, you know, it's not like you just wait your turn and you're going to get an opportunity. You have to earn an opportunity. But
yep,
specifically, I think you're right to say that Chad's got to be one of the guys that he's referring to, among others. I mean, even
he's
you
been
know,
through a lot of receivers that didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, Andy and Paul favorite Taylor Price. I mean, he's a young guy, so it's a different situation in terms of the veteran and the young guy. But there have been a lot of receivers in here that just never really got a chance. And you got to figure it's because they never really did get on the right page with Brady.
Yep.
You don't just get a chance because you're here, and eventually you're going to get your chance.
And that, you know, we talked about if Tom Brady would come on the show because we requested and we didn't get a response, but what we would ask him if he did. One of the questions I think I would ask is, you know it's hard for you to compare against other quarterbacks on other teams, but do you think that you're a tough quarterback to play for as a wide receiver? You know, are you?
And not only that, but what did you think of Rondo's performance last night? That's three.
Yeah, that must have been annoying. I care where you guys are coming from on that. I mean, every time I see something on Channel 5 or 7, I guess really.
Oh, then I would not put on Channel 5 tonight then, because that's where a lot of those questions came from.
I won't. And what's the deal? Do I only have to buy one lunch? Everybody seems to be buying lunch all of a sudden.
Nah, you're off the hook, Christian.
Until we don't have a lunch buyer.
Nah, you're off the hook.
Christian.
One lunch a month.
Listen,
you're still on my hook.
No. Christian, how was that trek through the...
Fathead. I was talking to Fred.
I was going to ask you how the trek through the blue line was. I was going to kind of change the subject.
Start calling you Wes Welcher.
You don't have to be mean.
So I got off at Maverick Station on Tuesday, and I walked all the way from Maverick Station to Beachmont, which was like 8 miles probably, because the buses were ridiculous, and I wasn't going to wait to take a bus, so I just ended up walking it.
Okay. I don't know what you're referring
to. What were
you
smelling?
Are you talking to us? Who are you
talking
to?
I asked him a question.
What'd you ask him?
All right.
Don't worry about it.
What the hell's going on?
Another one of our listeners that hangs up on us.
Well, I think his boss or somebody came in mid-call.
Oh.
That could be.
Jim in Walpole writes in, I just want you all to know that I will be pursuing a personal injury lawsuit against PFW in Progress and all its affiliates. You see, after hearing all that talk about cleanly shorn knob and bollocks, I started thinking about my own Manscaped situation, especially in light of the pending anniversary getaway weekend we are leaving for tomorrow. Before listening to PFW in Progress, I hardly would have ever given my grassy knoll a second thought. But to be honest,
amazing.
I know that Fred Kirsch keeps a well-cut lawn, and I don't. And
how
it's,
does he know?
It's
Did
simply,
Fred say that?
Oh, yeah, Fred's admitted it.
And it's simply unacceptable to me. The problem is that Fred never warned me or any other listener that self-grooming would never be attempted after 3 or 4 harpoon drafts. I had to discover this fact the hard way as I decided in my compromised state to use the buzzer without the plastic piece that sets the length of the cut and apparently protects the bollocks. After only a few moments of buzzing my undercarriage, it looked like an old leather coin purse that had been dunked in ketchup.
Oh!
Today,
ew,
I am
God,
severely
perfect.
Chafed and rather cranky and am seriously considering suing PFW for putting these ideas in my head.
No one said to drink harpoons before you do it.
Right.
And no one said you
Sorry.
Had to. Fred said he does. He didn't say you had to.
Right.
And I have another serious question here on a somewhat...
Okay.
Not... Like, if he's married, he sounds like he's an older guy or whatever, been married, going on... like, and he's never done it... Isn't the wife going to be a little like...
Why is he doing this?
What the hell's going on
well,
here?
Yeah, that's...
You're going to be a little bit of a shock. Yeah. I think if you're going to do it, you'd want her to either be part of it or...
You see, honey...
Well, if you do that, then she's going to suspect that you're having an affair.
That's Andy's point.
You're
yeah. Right. Or if you buy new underwear.
That's if she's even seeing it, though. Because he
they
may not be
having
getting
an affair
any.
If you buy new underwear.
Yeah, that's why. A lot of wives, if all of a sudden you start wearing new underwear, they assume that you're seeing someone.
Do you know this from experience?
Oh, sure.
Why? Like,
because usually I wear my underwear till it's like threadbare.
I am not surprised based on the clothes that you wear.
I mean, it looks like someone stabbed me in the ass
to threadbare.
Oh, that's hot.
Well, actually, they did on the middle school bathroom floor.
He
No, so the wife has to say, well, Deidre's like, no, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Why are you doing this? No, honey, it's this podcast I listen to.
Right. And then the moment's gone, because now you're talking about a stupid football podcast, and, the Cialis commercial, well, the moment's gone. It's gone. You might need that 24 hours.
Blake from Southern California. Hello, everyone. Want to wish the best of luck to Lindsay as she embarks on her journey to San Diego.
Thank you.
I will definitely miss her occasional cameo on PFW. Will she be doing any more Patriots Today episodes? You should probably have one last send-off show. It'll be fun to see things get even more awkward for B-Lo with a hug saying farewell.
Hot
dogs and sausages.
I actually did a little goodbye today with B-Lo on camera, so that'll be up later today.
Did you hug?
Okay, so...
He said, I really am going to miss you. I'm like, yeah, let's see what you say off camera.
We've had our differences over the years.
Did they have
how uncomfortable? How uncomfortable did he get?
We didn't hug, but he bought me lunch on Tuesday, and he asked me if I wanted to like go out to Patriot Place and have a sit down lunch, and I told him I was too nervous because I didn't know if we could find anything to talk about.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
They do hate each other.
One of the untold stories of Patriots Today is just how much they did.
Yeah, behind the, like, the true Hollywood stories.
That's
behind
not
the
true.
Scenes.
No, that's not
yes,
true.
Yes, it is. We all it's sat down true. There watching video, and the interaction, Matt is shaking his head, he's down there. They have this.
She's like Terry Hatcher on Desperate Housewives. They all hate her.
There's like 10 what? Of them that
hey, B-Lo, where's Lindsay? I don't know, on her 25th vacation so far this year or something, probably in Chicago for the fifth time.
Hey, like, Lindsay, where's B-Lo? I don't know, he's probably talking to someone.
Yeah, like
well,
they
there's
hate
like
each
10
other.
Of them that sit in this one little room, so I can't imagine.
So,
call
it the bullpen. So today, Rachel and I, we took a photo, because Rachel's like, it's your last day.
B-Lo did she have a shirt on?
B-Lo was like dropping F-bombs, like he was not happy about the picture taking.
But that's my point, Fred. There are 8 people in there, but... I didn't feel anything, Matt. There was no like animosity with anyone. There was no animosity between her and Ray Ray.
B-Lo
and Ray Ray. Just these two hate each other.
Who do you? No, we don't hate each other. That's not true.
Is that maybe too strong? But there's a lot of tension there.
Professional animosity.
When the three of us went down there to watch the draft video, I had no idea until then. I don't know how you felt.
I did not.
But being down there for a few days here and there watching the draft video. My God.
Think it was sexual tension, Paul?
No.
No, it's more like a brother-sister hatred.
Yeah, it's brother-sister. Yeah. It's definitely brother-sister
so
relationship.
So on the last Patriots Today, do they have like a Lindsay montage with the Green Day song and all that?
I hope you had the time. No.
Right. That's great, Fred.
No, but I did make a new demo reel, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to put it up on
So you
on
haven't
my website.
Given up sports
absolutely
altogether.
Not. No, I mean, I'd love to freelance out there. I'm only a couple hours from L.A., so I totally would be open to freelancing.
Sure.
Go careful.
F yourself, freelance San Diego.
Freelance in L.A., you know what that leads to.
Yeah, be careful.
All right.
Don't they have like weird want ads and you say, oh, yeah, I'm a freelancer
I'm
and it's like a porn scene
Yeah, I'm
or
definitely going to respond to that, Andy.
All right.
I don't know what you're
I'm
looking
gonna
to do.
I'm going to go on Craigslist and...
Wasn't it in the Coliseum they just made a porn? I saw that headline.
Yeah,
across.
No,
okay,
in
really?
One of the arenas.
Yeah, the L.A. Yeah. Coliseum.
Okay.
Oh.
An outdoor arena?
Yeah, they made if a porn film.
Freddie, if you're going to read that, Matt made a little intro for you.
Trojan
no, no, no.
Man.
What I was going to do, Kevin, is take a break. When we come back, we have a quick Jeep review to read.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. We're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. Right now, you can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. $19! Beautiful spring weather, Fenway's 100th birthday, and great deals on Red Sox tickets with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square. You just can't go wrong. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or go to aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Transmission?
Root canal.
Central valve?
Towaway zone.
Obedience school. Set. Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Life is full of unexpected expenses.
Study abroad?
An exterminator?
Sleepaway camp?
Engaged?
He fractured what?
Pay for your mother's flight?
Yeah, why? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Bank of America can help you be ready for them.
Guitar.
Piano.
Tuba lessons.
Twins.
Did what on the new carpet?
Let Bank of America help you build a buffer. Regularly set aside money with automatic transfers from checking to savings. You choose how much money to move and how often.
She made nationals. Great. Where are nationals?
Automatic transfers to savings. One of the many ways Bank of America can help you stay on budget. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/solutions.
Honey, look, I bought a new vase.
Oops. Nice.
Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation.
Going to leave.
It's time for the Fred Kirsch Beat for Men Manscaping Tip of the Week.
Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, so deep. Ah.
Do not put on knob and bollocks.
The bollocks I knew and loved are gone now. In their place is a maroon-colored bag of agony, which sends stabs of pain up my body every time it grazes against my thigh or an article of clothing.
Now, here's the always smooth Fred Kirsch.
I immediately regret this decision.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Lindsay's here. It's a big day. It's her last day here.
What kind of brothel are you running here, Kirsch?
Ray Ray sitting on Eric's lap?
Yeah.
508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio
at patriots.com
is the email.
Oh, I didn't know it was that kind of party. It's in Eric's pants. Wow. And it's over, actually.
What do they call that? Pants tent?
No, that's called a wet spot.
That's totally not what it is. That is not what it's called at all.
There's a party in your tent. And what tent? De pantalone?
Pant
and there's a pants
and
get at me. Get at me. I got a pants tent.
Get at me, girl.
Brady.
Pitching a tent back there.
We've been reading these Veet reviews every show because they're very funny.
So says Fred, and you're going to hear it whether you like it or not, damn it.
This is,
and they're going to laugh.
This is a hair removal product that has garnered a lot of attention in the UK Amazon site.
Is this American as well? I mean, is this available in the U.S.?
Yes, it is.
You checked.
But in the UK, they write these reviews. And
we did
check.
Really?
Someone tweeted me saying, Fred, you know these aren't real, right? Yes, we do know a lot of these are not real.
Oh, the reviews aren't real?
They're not
bollocks.
Real.
The product is real.
The product is real. And one person...
And I bet some people had some issues. Burns and stuff.
Why are they not real?
I thought they were real.
No, now it's become a thing where people just try to top each other with their reviews.
Oh, but I thought the ones that you have been reading...
Were real.
Were real.
Yeah, well, they are on the site, but they're not real.
Okay.
Yeah. You can tell?
Wow.
Just from...
I'm like losing my innocence.
Anyway, Nick R. writes in, and he says...
Why are they not real? I don't understand.
He says,
Paul, the penthouse forums, not real either.
Yeah, but I get that.
Nick R. writes in, he says, picture the
scene.
I didn't
think anything was going to happen either.
Stop.
Fred's mad.
Did Fred ever say anything about that Veet stuff? How does it feel?
Nick R. writes in, picture the scene, a badly sunburned, blistered, and shaved Boris Johnson carries two red space hoppers across the surface of Mars. This is an accurate description of the current state of my genital region.
Boris?
3 weeks after a liberal application of this product, seriously, my once proud Biggles looks more like the lone equine survivor of a fire at a donkey sanctuary. On the positive side, I can report the following unexpected benefits. One, my pain threshold has almost trebled. I can now pass
trebled?
Urine. Trebled?
What? These
what does that mean?
What's Biggles?
Tripled. Tripled.
Trebled means tripled?
Biggles, yep. Donkey Sanctuary, and
I can now pass urine.
Isn't that what
Jerry
Pettigrew owns? A donkey sanctuary? Is anybody going to listen?
At my donkey sanctuary.
I'm listening, Fred.
I can now pass urine in three positions, standing, sitting, and curled up in a ball weeping.
Ooh.
And using a chamois leather and some wax, I was able to polish up my ball bag enough to act as a signal for passing ships, saving me from certain starvation one time when I was stuck on a desert island. It is due to only 0.3 that this product gets 5 stars.
Yeah, Paul, that wasn't really stuck on a desert island, using his ball bag as a lighthouse.
Yeah, no, I get that part.
Veet for men.
We should get some samples sent. Should we tweet it out? Do they have an at Veet?
Maybe, I don't know.
Just look.
Can we follow Veet?
Yeah.
No, I want them to send us some samples
at Walmart
that you can use.
Andy can use it. I'm not using it.
I am going to get you guys fresh balls, though.
Yeah. I like the ones I have. I don't think I need any.
I don't need fresh
How
ones.
Would you know? You've never used them.
No, it's a product that keeps you dry down there, which is good.
Which is good.
Good.
Does it tingle?
Wow. No, not
I
at
like,
all.
I like reading
Wait,
the
so
Veet.
So you use it regularly?
The Veet tweets
I do.
Are pretty
found
good.
Some? There is a Veet?
Yeah. The Veet tweets are really good.
No, but is it like at Veet or is
it's
it just
people,
tweets about Veet?
It's just people talking about Veet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to at Veet so we could get some free Veet.
Use Veet.
This person says, I'm going to Veet my body today, including my upper lip, LOL.
That's not funny. You're a gross, hairy pig.
Someone else says, just removed all body hair to get a better idea if the extra working in the gym is working. It is, but I forgot how badly I react to Veet. Ouch.
That got Andy's attention, right?
No,
yeah,
I think
Andy's
all these people
gonna
are
go, Andy's
going
to go Veet to see how the gym's working out for
right.
him.
Right.
Well, you do look better if you shave, but...
Well.
Rachel was just blowing kisses to Eric. Did
yeah, this
else
is getting
this?
Awkward.
It's getting, yeah, it's just getting weird.
And Eric's red. He's bright
yeah,
red.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Eric the red?
Well, I would be, too.
Do you have a pants tent yet, Eric?
Tent?
Why don't you check?
Whoa!
No, that's over the line. You guys know it.
Wow. HR on line one.
Now, we're going to have any more sensitivity training when you leave. I know what happens when your department tends to have departures.
Yeah.
Have you had an exit interview yet?
I did. Okay. I did yesterday. I did my
you
exit
You didn't throw
interview.
Anybody under a bus, did you?
Just you.
That's not right. I'm not going
to
really
David from Maine writes in, trying to bring things back to football. I saw on NFL.com there was actually
Spoil
an interesting
sport.
Article on what it means to be a winner. Analysts made different arguments for quarterbacks, including Brady. I was wondering if you guys had a concrete definition of what a winner is. It seems to be thrown out a lot in
Paul's
sports conversation, but never agreed upon in common definition. You know it when you see
one
it.
Who I think wins the concrete games, definition is, yes, one who wins.
No, I think, you know, because anybody on the – they all win, but there is a certain, perception of what a winner is. Someone who performs at his highest level in the, you know, the toughest of times.
Yeah,
when it counts the most.
But to do that, you have to win. Otherwise, you didn't perform at your highest level at the
– Well, yeah.
Because no one notices if you're a 3-13 team and you had three great games. No one cares. A winner wins and proves that along
the
way.
LeBron James is not a winner.
Yet.
Yet, he could be.
But, see, I kind of agree with you a little bit, Fred, because LeBron James certainly wins
right.
a hell of a lot of basketball games.
Right, but he's
but
not a winner.
I don't qualify.
No, but you have to do it in the big games.
Winner.
That's how it works.
But he's won,
right.
I mean, he's won a lot of big games, too.
Not
I just
really.
Don't, I don't
he's
think
never won
that,
a title, so he hasn't
I don't
won.
Think he's the guy. Like, I think that you can be a winner without necessarily winning a lot of titles.
Well, I don't think necessarily titles.
I think you can.
But if you consistently are winning games, winning big games, you know, there's something
yeah, I
there.
Mean, I mean, clearly, if you win a lot, like Brady, you're a winner. I mean,
right.
I think it's kind of hard to say that Brady's not a winner.
If LeBron James had the ice in his veins that Michael Jordan and Larry Bird had, he would be the greatest player ever to play basketball. He doesn't have that.
You think he would be better than Jordan?
Yep. Yep.
I think he could be.
Really?
If he had Jordan's drive and toughness.
Absolutely. Competitive.
But that's like saying physically he's better than Jordan.
If Jordan were bigger and stronger, he'd blow James out of the league.
But James isn't.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If he could put it all together, he'd be better.
If Tyrone Poole were 6'2", he'd be the greatest corner ever.
Right. But those things, he has the God-given stuff. He doesn't have the drive.
Well, it's all
has.
God-given or not God-given. It is. You either have it or you don't. And
you
we've talked about
it
a million times.
You don't think you can develop toughness? You think that's just God-given?
I think your... Yeah.
I think your
makeup is God-given.
To a certain level, you're right.
I think you can
acquire that.
I'm not so sure.
I think you can develop that.
A lot of that comes from how you're brought up in circumstances and environment, as well as it is genes.
But even that... You have it by the time you reach where anyone notices.
Right. And I think it's, you either have
You're not developing that at 35.
No, you're right.
I would agree with you there.
Right.
So
by the
time you're in high school, that has been formed through, it wasn't a parent telling you when you're in the fourth quarter of a football game. It was rake the goddamn lawn because you finish every job you start.
I guarantee when Tom Brady was a kid and he didn't get what he wanted, he'd throw
cried.
A hissy fit.
Oh, he cried.
Just
he took
like,
his bat and cried when he wasn't
drafted. Because he was always like that. I agree with that.
When he was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, he threw his Gatorade bottle.
Remember the 2006?
No, that's what I'm saying. He didn't start that when he became a pro, is what I'm saying. John McEnroe, for example.
Right. He's wired that way. And that wiring is God.
But I happen to know his father.
Or whatever.
His father was a big contributor to getting him that way.
Yeah, but I don't think you can make that if it's not somehow there.
Probably not.
I really think most of that is wiring.
I think that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I think you can develop. I think
And just so people don't confuse, being a jerk on the tennis court doesn't mean you're a winner. I'm just saying he had that competitive drive.
Right. No, but I guess it's probably an interesting, that psychologists would probably have a field day with it. Like Michael Jordan, you would probably consider him one of the more mentally tough athletes ever in any sport, right? Well, was he not mentally tough enough to do it, when did he develop the mental toughness?
I would argue he always had it.
Yeah, but
he was a backup in high school.
He didn't make the team as a sophomore.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He was on JV, wasn't he?
Yeah. He didn't make the varsity as a sophomore.
But what does that have to do then? That just means maybe he hadn't hit a growth spurt he had a growth spurt and his dexterity wasn't there.
And I don't know, who knows if it's true because it's such a subjective thing. And, Andy Hart, you are the king of subjectivity, as the listeners always say.
I don't like the tone.
but he has often said that he's credited that moment with sort of fueling his fire throughout his career.
Oh, it can be.
So maybe he didn't really have it, and then that happened, and that was it.
Yeah, I'm not saying Tom Brady would have been the same if he'd been drafted number one overall. I think there may be something, too, that he's every day remembers the Brady Six and every team that – all that crap.
But there are guys who, if they have adversity, crumble.
Yeah,
and
ability to use that.
I think LeBron is a guy who is shied away from the moment. Capital M, the moment.
Right, which kind of proves
example.
It's not honed.
If you look
he's had the moment every step of the way. He's been a major athlete since he was 12 years old.
You look last night when Garnett got called for the foul where he pushed the guy and it looked like maybe something could break out there, and they showed LeBron. Mm-hmm. He had this mean face, but he was taking very small steps to get to the scene. He wanted no part of
it. It was
that.
An Everett fight, right?
And this is
he was backing up while saying, you want to go?
In a lot of ways, yeah. I mean, because this is Garnett. He's not exactly known as like the toughest guy out there.
He's a faux bully himself.
Everybody always says that he's a bully and that he's not anybody to be feared. And yet LeBron was sort of reluctant to go up and confront him.
Meanwhile, Larry Bird has Dr. J by the throat, and Dr. J has Larry Bird by the throat.
And they both may be a-holes.
Right, exactly.
I mean, there's a certain – it's kind of like we've talked about with leadership with some of these guys. You might have to be an a-hole to be a good leader. You might have to have the Rodney Harrison.
To bring that
Gerard
back
Mayo's
here.
A great guy, and he's driven, and he works hard, and he's a good example. But is he an a-hole? Does he have the a-hole that says, hey, idiot, get in your playbook or whatever? I don't know if he has that.
Right.
Let's talk about what we just watched today on the field. Brady was extremely vocal today on the field, and we can't quote a lot of the stuff he says.
He was colorful.
But there were things he was upset with today with individual people, and he is not afraid to voice that displeasure. He did it at least three or four times today to various people.
We kind of named the person and we kind of paraphrased earlier.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I was halfway.
Sorry, I didn't mean to adhere to the rules.
I actually was saying it and then I was like, now, I'm not quoting it. This is a somewhat like what
well, you made up. I think that perfectly describes.
Don't use that. It says don't paraphrase.
Oh, it does? It's really? Yes.
I think that perfectly describes what you're talking about, though. Brady's not afraid to be the a-hole.
Right. If when he called the O-lineman the fat house.
If he has to do it, he'll do it.
I'm surprised that there's there's not more talk of titles being a part of it, though. That a winner can lead his team to a championship.
I think it is part of it.
That's the first thing that's always brought up.
Yeah. Well, and it is part of it, but there's a team. And the bigger the team is, like in the NFL, the less you can say, oh, well, he didn't win. Well,
it's hard to
basketball,
say Dan Marino's not a winner.
Like, I firmly believe that LeBron is surrounded by as good or better than Jordan was. I think Jordan made everyone around him better. He had another star in Pippen, and then he had other guys. And they were great because Jordan was great. So don't tell me LeBron doesn't have guys around him that are okay.
Sure.
So
it's a good question.
Thank you. Greg Cosell wrote a column about this week. And his whole thing was a discussion he had with Ross Tucker about you take Brady's first 5 years and he was a winner, even though most people think it's not even debatable that he's a better quarterback in the last 5 years, except he doesn't win anymore. Now Eli is the winner because he's beaten Brady twice, but Brady's been a better quarterback, most would agree.
Well, absolutely.
Although the first time he was a winner, was he really a winner? Because if Adam Vinatieri misses two field goals,
and
now he's
part
a loser.
Of my problem with identifying winner winning with, you know, if that's the lone thing. You know, you mentioned Marino, but that's a great example.
But part of the winner
that's
is
a great
just,
example.
But when it's your time to step up, do you?
Right.
And there's a lot of guys that do.
You step up. You may have sucked,
but there's
three
a lot of guys that do step up with the game on the line. They go down and succeed and get the points, and then they lose the game.
Right.
And that guy's a loser.
No fault of their own.
That's
though.
What I'm saying.
Right.
And that happens a lot.
Right. But you,
especially in football, where
people
you know,
judge
the guy,
it,
the team that has the ball left. See, I think that too often we fall into the, well, what did he ever win? You know, like, and that means that, well, you know, geez, I guess it was, you know, Elway. Elway was considered a guy who couldn't win the big one until very late in his career. You know how many great drives he put together to win playoff games or put his team in position to win playoff games? And then he finally wins late in his career, and now he's a winner. Well, he was a winner all along. I think we know, and you talk about making guys better. You don't think he lifted that whole team almost by himself through those years?
Yeah. See,
but he didn't win the title.
You're talking to Fred's team now, right?
But he didn't win the title, so he
the three amigos, right? Is that what they were called?
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at a guy like Dominique Wilkins. I consider him a winner.
Ooh.
You know, his team didn't win.
There's a lot of LeBron there.
Yeah. His team didn't win, but he, you know, he would step up and score. That was what
he was
supposed to
do. That's what he was content to do.
Right, but
that's why I don't think he was a winner.
But that
as long as he got his points, he didn't really care.
That was his job. You know, you didn't see him like going, you know, 3 for 19 in a game, in a big game. You know,
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe that's a bad
great. Opinion. I mean, a great individual scorer. Well, no
to me, the perfect example, and it's kind of a lame one, but Adam Vinatieri and Mike Vanderjagt.
Oh.
Adam Vinatieri is not as good as Mike Vanderjagt probably physically. Vanderjagt has the better percentage, probably the stronger leg. One of them's a winner and one of them's a loser. Adam Vinatieri is a winner.
Exactly.
Mike Vanderjagt's a loser.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
Yep.
As we always joke about Adam, you know, he's got a bad back, a bad leg, he missed two games, and it's January and they have a 47-yard field goal dead center over the
Well, that's always my personal favorite is that when it's really important field goal, it generally went over the center bars.
Well, for a while, Tiger Woods was in that winner. You know, he had that ice in his veins when it counted the most. You know, when it was all on the line.
And Peyton Manning.
But he lost it.
And Peyton Manning won, but I still don't think people call him a winner.
You know, like that. But
even though he got one.
He's not. I think people just think of him as not a winner. And I think of some of those.
I kind
of
think of him as not a winner.
I think of some of those playoff games.
I see these lob passes that Ty Law's picking off.
But I think of some of the playoff games that they lost, like that Pittsburgh game that you're talking about with Vanderjagt. You know, where they're down 21-3, and they somehow get lucky. I mean, they got lucky, no question, with Bettis fumbling. He drives them down the field, and the guy kicks a field goal into the sideline stands, and Manning is the loser.
Well, and that's why
how many playoff Vinatieri games
throw
400 yards and lose?
Vinatieri made Brady a winner, and then he went and made Manning a winner.
Or you could say Brady made Vinatieri a winner because he got him in position all those times. So, I mean.
Yeah. That's kind of like your boy Tebow got what's his name in position for the 58-yard field goal.
No, it's not.
He's a winner.
It's
well
not
within
like
range.
That. It's not like that. you know.
No, it was only 48 yards, you know, Fred. You're right.
Would you not say that Brady is a winner?
Oh, yes. I would. Yeah. I would say Brady is one of the ultimate
winners.
Is he
as much a winner as Adam Vinatieri?
Yes, I think they're both on the same plane.
I'd say Vinatieri's a better winner.
Why?
Because he hit every opportunity as opposed to Brady, who missed out on a couple.
When has he failed?
I'm just going to say it.
I've seen Brady fail.
I don't know.
I've seen two Super Bowls where I thought he was going to be a winner until he was a loser.
Well, but he has. He's a winner. He's a winner.
Paul, I was leaning on the. I had packed my stuff up, and I'm leaning on the stanchion at the bottom of the row in Phoenix, saying, "Well, this is where Brady leads the drive." Right. Is he just lobbing it up deep? Oh, this game's over. They didn't win.
Oh, I didn't think he had any chance.
See, I did because I thought Brady was a winner until he proved to me he's not. Not proved to me he's not. Let me take that back. I got to talk a little. But I would put when has Vinatieri failed?
But the drive before that when they drove down.
That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about.
Right.
He gets the ball with, 4 minutes left. They go 80 yards. They score a touchdown, and his defense couldn't hold it.
Right.
And now, obviously, he has the three titles that sort of
cloud
you.
But let's say that was
his only Super Bowl ever.
Right.
Is he a loser?
Right.
He's a less of a winner?
No, but I had...
Because they got the ball on the 18-yard line and with 30 seconds left and didn't score.
And he got his ass kicked on every time he tried to throw the ball.
But I had expectations
because we have seen it so many times.
He's the ultimate winner or one of them.
Right.
I expect... 36 seconds doesn't matter. Whatever he needs to do right now, he will do it.
I agree with Andy that I expected him to put together something.
But I've seen him fail.
That is not, you know, certainly a situation that I would say, that's on the quarterback. They weren't able to go 50 yards in 36 seconds to kick a field goal
to tie
it. I'm
not putting it on him. I'm just saying
Adam Vinatieri. He wasn't a winner that day.
Well, he wasn't.
From winner to loser.
Well, he didn't win the game that day.
So he wasn't a winner.
I think that's the definition. See, that's what I'm saying.
Every competition, there is a winner and a loser.
Yeah, you'd be very, good with Felger and Maz.
You're talking about result versus who the person is.
Result-oriented analysis.
But as a person, he's a winner.
Well, now we're getting into like charitable endeavors as a person.
No,
what are you talking about?
Don't be an idiot. Don't.
He's a winner.
I love.
He may not win on the field, but as a person,
Lindsay is not a show until Fred calls Andy an idiot.
As an athlete.
So you think it's incorrect to say Adam Vinatieri greater winner than Tom Brady?
As good.
Pick one.
They're both winners.
Pick one.
I think Brady's a bigger winner than
Vinatieri. Take
Vinatieri.
They're both winners. When it's their time, they step up.
Yeah, a freaking kicker who's the best ever when the game is on the line. Blizzard couldn't even see the uprights, and boom, right through.
Give him all the credit in the world.
Absolutely.
So he's the better winner.
As Bill would say, no kicker I'd rather have. Although I don't ever remember him saying that. That's what I feel about Adam Vinatieri.
Actually, he wants Robbie Gould. It's still his most
regrettable moment. How can you even compare the two? That's my thing. I mean,
I don't know. Brady's
under much more pressure than Vinatieri.
Anything about Patriots.com, Fred?
Yeah.
47-yard field goal with time expiring.
That's one play. I'm just saying,
If he doesn't make it, he's out of the league. I mean, that's the kind of pressure kickers deal with.
Pressure right there.
Pressure. Kicker has pressure. Ask Billy Cundiff.
I think this is a good question.
I think it's a great question.
Better winner, Brady or Vinatieri?
Oh, I didn't think that necessarily.
I didn't think that was the question.
That's a silly question.
Oh, I don't.
It's not silly. I just don't think it's that big.
It's silly.
Yeah, it's the silliest
thing
ever.
Just because you can't hit Brady. They're both winners. It's Vinatieri. I don't even think it's debatable.
What? All right, let me read an email, then I'll go
What are you yelling
phone.
What to?
I don't He's
Kevin.
Waving at me.
He bought his lunch. Let's be nice to him.
Joe writes and he says, I've watched Lindsay and Brian for at least a couple years now, and I'm sad to hear Lindsay is leaving. I really enjoy the awkwardness between them.
I love it. That's amazing.
And secretly hope they would fall in love.
Oh, God, no.
I'm sad to hear now for the first time all of this brother-sister hatred and Brian dropping F-bombs. Oh, well, good luck in California from a fan.
Thank you, fan. Brian is married, happily married, and no chance.
And you're not.
But,
that's true. But you are more committed than he is.
But we definitely have a love hate brother sister type.
But you are more
relationship.
Committed.
I never saw the love. I only saw the hate.
No, I mean, like he just gets really uncomfortable.
The love?
Like when I ask him, like when I say I really want to give you a hug, he just gets really uncomfortable.
Well, everything Bilo does seems kind of awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh, okay, fair enough. There's pressure.
Are you going to hug Eric?
His wife still hasn't seen him naked.
No. You think he grooms?
I don't want to think about Bilo naked.
You know he manscapes?
What?
I want to change the subject.
You know he can hear you right now.
That's
really?
Okay.
Well,
how can he? Why? Is he listening? Oh,
well,
he's
yeah,
on the phone?
This is all over the world.
Oh, he's on the phone. Oh, you mean he? Oh.
Okay, get to the phone, Fred.
Let's go to the phone lines.
Let's go to, quote, Brian in Brookline.
Brian.
Hey, Brian.
I don't do hugs.
Hot dogs and sausages.
Hot dogs and sausages.
In the office.
Do you manscape?
I do none of the above. I let Lindsay handle all the grooming.
What?
This brother-sister thing just got really weird.
What are we in Arkansas? What, Alabama here?
A couple of gorillas?
Back up.
Lindsay takes care of hair, makeup, and all that.
Yours?
Lindsay takes photos.
You put makeup on your grassy knoll?
And I do the work.
Your bum.
And this is where the shots come.
That was a real shot.
Can you tell us more about your donkey sanctuary?
I've only been listening for about 30 seconds to a minute, so I don't know what that's all about. But
okay.
Wait, what was the shot you just took at me? I missed it. I've learned to just...
You do all the makeup.
He does all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. She agrees. No, listen. I wanted to call in.
Yeah.
I know Lindsay's... it's Lindsay's day. Lindsay's week, and I want to put to rest and debunk all the animosity rumors, the love hate.
Thanks, Bilo.
It's just hate.
It's just hate.
Going to spoil the.
It's fun. Just hate.
Just hate.
Bilo.
No love.
I'm just kidding. No, we're going to miss Lindsay. I've been hearing that the last hour
you?
And 48 minutes have been all about, you know, how much animosity there is between Bilo and Lindsay. Obviously, all the awkwardness, I can't deny that, but you know, it's the same thing you guys were saying about Christina Acra, and I'm sure it'll be the same thing. You guys will say about whoever.
I didn't think there was any hatred between you and Christina.
Yeah, you guys seem to get along fine. It's just Lindsay.
Yeah, no, we get along fine. No, we're gonna miss. We're gonna miss Lindsay, and I know you guys are too.
Thanks, Bilo.
I know you guys are too.
Not better, just different.
Now, while you're on the phone, not to move on so quickly, but you have an update on her replacement.
I don't have an update on her replacement, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Do you get to choose?
I don't get to choose. No, I would say that I'm involved in the process, but I certainly don't get to choose.
There's a fly in here the size of Cleveland. Oh, my God.
Now, that's changing the subject.
Yeah. All right, so will you be, like, passing along the resume and reel of the person you're considering to us so that we can have a look?
Yeah, you know what? I think it would be great to get the perspective of people like you and, you know.
Like you. What's that supposed to mean?
Like all of you guys, and with the exception of Andy, I think Andy would be only an impediment to the process. But Paul, Fred,
and the question that came up here was: does it have to be a woman?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because it just seems like only women have been considered.
You know, I don't know if that's the case.
Oh, okay.
Are you interested, Fred?
No, I'm just wondering.
Eric might be.
That was a question that was
after his experience
the
at the owners' meeting.
Bilo, someone asked if you could put a wig on and do Patriots Today, and
put a wig of like just a female wig.
Yes,
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Male wig.
Not the brightest.
Well, they're actually inanimate, but you become female one.
Yeah, I do that. Sure.
All right, Bilo.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you for all that you've done the last 2 years. We're gonna miss you,
Brian.
Thanks,
don't
Brian.
Be a stranger. You can call in any time.
Oh, really?
That was nice.
You don't have to go to Brookline to do it either.
Oh, I thought I did. Yeah. I thought I had to pick up a landline and go into Brookline. And
okay.
All righty.
Thanks, Bilo.
Thank
miss
you,
you too.
All right.
See you, Bilo.
Dive bombed by this fly.
It is humongous.
Oh.
Did you see the overtime game winner last night? It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Nice.
Andre from Panama City, Panama writes in, good to have Panama. Eric back from Europe. Last show was awesome as usual. I was wondering if the group if the group of PFW and Facebook is legit and if you guys control it, because I requested to join and it hasn't been accepted. Right, Kevin's in charge.
Kevin,
of that,
don't
right?
you handle that?
So
Kevin's slacking
that's where,
off.
That's where you keep all your really good stories that you forget to talk about on the radio?
Andre wants to
buy us lunch.
Yeah. And he also wants to be accepted. So
accept him.
Lunch, the only way accepted. To get accepted.
We're all accepted here.
You have to be accepted for something? Like, what does that mean?
Facebook,
when you're in a group, you can't just join. You have to be.
Someone has to approve your admission.
Yeah.
I thought that's the old way it worked, though. I don't think that's a new way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you not put sunscreen on your shoulders?
Yeah, quite the little burn there, Missy.
That was creepy, Eric.
It really is. Everything he says is awkward.
Eric's willing to put some sunscreen on if you'd like.
But, Eric, I'm wearing a shirt. I don't need sunscreen there.
Oh.
Oh.
Why can I put sunscreen on?
Jacob from Denmark, which of the newly acquired receivers besides Lloyd will have the biggest impact on the team this season? And where can I find the picture of Lindsay's body with B-Lo's face?
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's what public
are you going to be posting that on, like, your Facebook page or something? Be funny.
Maybe today I'll sneak on B-Lo's laptop and post it.
Do you have, besides do you have LindsayPetrunni.com?
I do. LindsayPetrunni.com, in case anybody wants to
and spell that,
get in touch with me.
I don't know how to spell it.
L-Y-N.
Three Ys.
Three Ys. L-Y-N. L Y N D S A Y P E T R U N Y .com.
Okay, yeah. You have a website.
I do have a website. That's where my demo reels
on the internet spread.
Yeah. There's some photos.
She's gonna freelance
videos.
You gotta have a website.
Contact form.
A lot of competition out there in San Diego freelancing. Eric and I know.
Hell yeah.
Josh in Waterloo. Hey guys, Cougar and Frenchie. I'm not surprised, not one bit. Of course, Eric felt so comfortable in France. It's the only place where he's not the most pompous person in the country. I've been around the world, and the French are the only people that are so stuck up, so high and mighty, such a-holes, that tourists are looked down upon because they have not mastered the language. Everywhere else, people are happy to speak English to an English-speaking person. With that being said, I am friends with a French girl. I was chatting with her on Facebook, and she was telling me about some bald guy wearing a green T-shirt that he must have gotten in third grade. She was waiting for her parents after her shift waiting tables and started talking to the guy. She said that the French are not all arrogant, but she understands my view of them because this guy was more pompous than most French snobs. And through all this discussion about the French, Kevin could load the clip from Dumb and Dumber once where he says, Aspen, huh? I don't like the French there. Ass, you know. And when Paul was talking about fighting, the clip of Paul saying, if my brother wasn't with me, I would be still pounding the blank out of him. And then five-year-old Andy says, okay, but he just swore. Okay, well, that's not that.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, all I can tell you is if my
email started off pretty
I'd
well,
still
but
be on
didn't
him,
end
the
well.
Okay, and he just swore.
That's a very bad beep, too.
Yeah, there's no, it's not yeah. appropriate. The whole SHIT comes through.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
So, Eric, will you be, I just looked at my clock. It said 2:55. I'm like, oh, my God, we're late. I forget that we started at 1.
Oh, wow.
I have a meeting.
You probably do.
Will you be trying escargot now?
I don't think so.
Why? Because you're going to be
look
stubborn?
At that well, I've had snail salad before, and that didn't...
Isn't that the same thing? Apparently?
No, escargot has got all the breadcrumbs with it and all that stuff. It's really good.
I've never had it.
Tasty land snail.
I don't know. I have no desire.
I don't have any desire.
I heard it tastes like chicken. It's just chewier.
Everything tastes like chicken, right?
Yeah.
Frog's legs.
Smells like fish. Tastes like chicken.
Let's see.
So plug your nose and keep on looking.
Talk about Andy was talking about Lindsay being with her boyfriend for 4 years. Tyler in Georgia says 4 years don't mean crap. Just believe me. Ask my ex.
Yeah, so. Well, that was my point. People get divorced. People break up after 4 years, eight years, 20 years.
So what? Like what? So what does that have to do with anything? Fred just said life's about taking chances. So what? I should just like live in a bubble and just be like, eh.
Well, do you feel that you've missed out on a lot by being with the same guy for 4 years?
No.
No.
No. I had my fun.
You had. Oh, she threw it around a little bit early.
Before that.
Yeah.
What were you? 16?
No.
No?
How old are you now?
Kent State.
She's like 42
Kent
now.
State.
How old are you?
26.
Yeah. So you've been with him since you were 22, so right. You had your fun.
At Kent State, apparently.
I like dicks.
Oh.
Stadium.
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 You just, you're beyond help.
You want to tell us a number?
No.
Yeah, I'd love to, Andy.
All girls like to talk about the number.
Yeah, it's like my favorite thing.
Isn't it like the rule of three or something? You
multiply
the girls
by
three
and
divide
by three for men.
Wait, what is it?
Because girls lie
down.
Girls lie down
and
men lie
and guys
up.
Guys lie up.
Girls lie down. No, girls lower the number so they don't seem like sluts.
So
and
whatever
men,
the number is.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the number the girl says, multiply it by three. Whatever number the guy says.
Oh, Beaver Stadium. Beaver Stadium. Beaver Stadium. Beaver Stadium.
I like dicks.
Dicks Stadium.
Stripper says, great moments Dick in Stadium. Patriots history with Lindsay. Lindsay bragging on Twitter, she scooped up Peyton Manning in the fifth round of fantasy.
Oh, yeah. We got in a big fight.
Ooh.
Me and VIP strippers.
Why?
So it was way before the season had started. And
Last year.
And I thought that Peyton Manning would be fine. And obviously he wasn't fine. So
did the Colts.
I thought it was a steal because I forget what round was it, Fred?
Fifth.
I got.
So you didn't think something was up when he was still available in the fifth round?
No, not really.
Okay. No. No. Didn't seem strange at all.
I mean, no. I've won my league before. So.
Who do you play with, B-Lo?
No.
No, you play with friends.
Friends, yeah.
Which B-Lo is not.
I never said that. B-Lo's a friend. He's a great friend.
You lie like Belichick.
He's an acquaintance.
All right, well, we'll end the show with a quick over and under from these. Strippers. Over and under, 9 games played by Razai.
Under.
Over or under?
Under.
Under.
I'm going to say over.
I'll say over.
Paul's going to ruin the game by thinking
optimistic. And over or under 12.5 touchdowns catches for Gronk.
That's key with him.
I'm going to say right. I'm going to say under on that.
I am going to say
over.
I think
I'm
the team,
like the crowd. Oh, no, no.
I think teams over. Are going to go in this year and say anybody but Gronk.
Right.
I
okay, I'll
still,
go under. 11.
I think he's still going to get
feel
the touchdowns.
You're on the Price is Right, Andy.
Yeah, but, is that what it is with the crowd
yelling?
Winner,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He'll still be a winner.
Well, you know, assuming they win games. No,
actually, he was a loser too. There were 53 losers that walked off the field. There were 53 winners.
Okay. Let's see.
The Paul Perillo win-based formula.
One more quick email from the Fox in New Mexico.
Quickie.
Do you guys agree with the following assessments of Patriots receivers, or am I overinflating a skill due to my admiration for it? Blocks by receivers were monumental in the yards after catch enjoyed by Welker, Gronk, and Hernandez. Patriots receivers are expected to block nearly as well and as often as other positions. In roster decisions about the receiving core, how much weight do you think Belichick gives to blocking for
limited.
A receiver?
Limited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think very little.
Yeah.
He likes his receivers to do two things.
Get open and catch the ball.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I think it's simplistic, but it's true.
And on a related question, do any of you think we will see more screens this season based on absolutely nothing? I'd love it if they could get Vereen a screen or two per game.
Based on the fact that Josh McDaniels is back and he loved screens.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I think you might see
and they
more
worked on it last week.
I think you might see more running back screens, but no, I don't think you'll see more screens overall. I think that's a staple of the offense.
I mean,
well, it's going to change. I don't think they'll be asking Nate Solder to make the Matt Light blocks way out on the wide receiver screen 8 million miles from line of scrimmage.
Well, that's why I qualified it.
But, yeah, overall, he might be right. But there will be plenty of screens from Josh.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW
Bye,
Progress.
Lindsay.
I want to thank Lindsay for coming.
Thanks, guys.
It's her last day at work here at the New England Patriots. She's headed out to sunny San Diego.
Actually, my last day is tomorrow.
Okay. Well, good luck in San Diego.
Go F yourself, San Diego.
We'll look for you on social media.
Thank you.
All and right. Freelancing.
Thanks to everyone and Tom Brady for being on. Oh, no, Tom Brady didn't. Well, he wasn't on the show.
And never will be.
All right, we'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.